breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It doesn't happen often, if ever. Israelis and Palestinians celebrating the very same thing.
Peace for the Middle East, that's a beautiful phrase, and we hope it's going to come true, but it's very close.
President Trump announcing that Israel and Hamas have signed off on phase one of his peace plan. It calls for a Gaza ceasefire and return of all of the hostages by Monday. The president anticipates visiting the Middle East once both sides finalize their acceptance of the peace plan.
If that's the case, we'll be leaving probably on Sunday, maybe Saturday, maybe a little later than Saturday evening, but that seems to be our schedule.
Mr. Trump calls it a great day for all concerned. The government shutdown into its ninth day now, and as it drags on, there's an increase in air travel delays.
Air traffic controllers are federal workers whose jobs are deemed critical, and they're expected to keep working without a paycheck. Some have started calling out sick. A travel industry analyst says the risk of significant disruptions is growing by the day. The Federal Aviation Administration reports staffing issues at airports and control centers in several large cities.
Correspondent Greg Clugston, House Speaker Mike Johnson denouncing the Democrats for trying to blame Republicans for what the GOP calls the Schumer shutdown.
Seems complicated what's happening in Washington right now. It actually is very simple. Don't let the Democrats distract you and try to convince you of things that are not true.
Johnson says Republicans offered a temporary spending bill free of any political add-ons, and that bill was rejected by the Democrats, who insist on spending another $1.5 trillion on, among other things, illegal alien health care. In Chicago, the court fight over National Guard crime-fighting troop deployments continues. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures up 31 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
You know, it was 2 years ago the terrorists murdered more than 1,200 innocent Israelis and took 250 hostages. And today it seems as if the cries of the dead and dying have been drowned out by shouts of anti-Semitism. And the most brutal attack on Jewish people since the Holocaust has been forgotten by many. Yet, as the world looks away, there is a light that shines in the darkness. United in faith, Christians in America will boldly stand with Israel this month by participating in a growing movement known as Flags of Fellowship. Flags of Fellowship unites churches across America, planting over 1 million Israeli flags across our land. Together, we will combat hate and the scourge of anti-Semitism, one flag at a time. And through our prayers, we can save lives, bring hope, and be a part of seeing a brighter future unfold. This October, please join us by donating your flag. Show the world Israel is not alone. To get more information about how you can join Flags of Fellowship and its movement, go to ifcj.org. That's ifcj.org.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Good morning. If you're traveling early, Harford County, looks like the contractor may be there already, northbound 95 at Route 24. And if so, they'll be in the right-hand lane. Excuse me, we had a wreck early in Cockeysville. The report was at about 5:40, pedestrian struck at Cranbrook Road at Ridgeland Road. So local traffic there, heads up for that. Could be a number of flashing lights there. We're looking at you live on the BW Parkway at Route 100. All the lanes are open. The Beltway is good. Right now, nothing major with the lanes clear at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, we are looking at a very chilly start to the day. After that, plenty of sunshine with highs ending up in the very cool low and mid-60s. Clear skies will follow tonight with even colder temperatures as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
49 degrees in Middle River and 47 in Pikesville. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police responded to a barricade situation in the 2100 block of Lark Hall Road in Dundalk Wednesday night, following a report of a shooting. Officers issued a community advisory for residents, asking them to stay out of the immediate and surrounding area. Police have not released any additional details at this time, but some neighbors told local TV they heard gunshots and an argument before police arrived. Then additional shots were fired. There is no word yet
on the nature of the situation or injuries. And Baltimore County Police have determined that the Tuesday morning barricade situation and double stabbing in Pikesville was domestic related. The incident on Arrowhead Road left a man and a woman injured and the suspect with self-inflicted wounds. According to police, the woman who was stabbed is the suspect's wife, and the man who was injured is the mental health clinician she called because her husband was experiencing a crisis. And Baltimore is ranked second best among 100 cities for its public health-centered approaches to violence intervention and prevention. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 131. The pick 4, 3862. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month. And ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
605 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. The newest Raven acquisition making quite the impression in Owings Mills yesterday, talking about safety Aloe Gilman, a native of Hawaii, acquired in the trade that sent Odafe Owe to the Chargers. Gilman, day one in Baltimore, what it's been like.
You're in one facility one day, and you get pulled out, and you're on a plane in 3 hours. And throw a bunch of stuff in your bag, say goodbye, and hit the road. So
Gilman was a full go yesterday in practice, and once he gets acclimated, head coach John Harbaugh says he's going to help.
Aloe's going to give us a lot. You know, he's going to – it's a veteran safety. He's in a very similar system. He's a proven player, had a good, really good practice today. I think he's a good fit for us right now, what we're looking for. So,
injury update for Baltimore. No less than 11 players were either limited or DNPs yesterday, headlined by Lamar, Roquan Smith, and Marlon Humphrey. MLB playoffs last night, well, it's over for the Yanks.
Jeff Hoffman trying to finish the job. His 1-2 pitch. There it is! The Toronto Blue Jays have punched their ticket to the championship series.
Indeed they have. Joe Davis had the call on FS1. The Jays reached the ALCS for the first time since 2016, 5-2 the final in New York. Coming up in 30 minutes, it was a tough night last night for the Caps in D.C. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Bart Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is Thursday, October the 9th, 2025, and I'm Sean Casey. Welcome to the program. Coming up in this hour, Kanaya Ward's family says her suicide raises even more questions than before. Jim Comey pleads not guilty, but how do you avoid the perp walk? We've got answers for you here this morning. Top story is, once again, Maryland Democrats, led by Governor Tex Moore, Angela Alsobrooks, Chris Van Hollen, a.k.a. Mr. Margarita, or should we say Senor Margarita, continue to blame President Trump and gaslight Marylanders and voters about their role or lack thereof. There was another vote yesterday to reopen the government, and guess who didn't vote to do it? Chris, Angela. They had no intention of reopening the government. So he had this photo op. And they call it a press conference at BWI. And everything's running pretty smoothly at BWI, as far as I've been heard. I mean, the air traffic controllers are showing up. The TSA agents are showing up. Now, they expected to be paid back pay. I think their first pay is scheduled for this Friday. So they will miss that, obviously. But they'll eventually get back pay if they're not furloughed before that happens. But Governor Moore, once again, blaming President Trump.
We're the one causing it. We're the ones feeling it.
He's not the one causing it. Repeatedly, you know, the Democrats, all they had to do, they need eight Democrats, because you got one Republican, Rand Paul, who's not voting to reopen the government because he doesn't want to do the Biden spending. So you need eight Democrats. Right now we have three. So we need five more. The three Democrats, I think the independent Angus King, who caucuses with the Democrats, you got Fetterman, and you got Castro-Cortez, I think, out in Nevada. In any event, that's it. You can't convince any other Democrats, including Senior Chris Margarita Man, and of course Angela Alsobrooks, to vote to reopen the government. Once again, Governor Moore apologizing to federal workers, because after all, he needs their votes.
To our federal workers, I'm sorry for them. I'm sorry that Washington seemingly cannot perform basic functions that states have to perform every single day.
Yeah. And then a reporter, I think, from Channel 7 in Washington, raising the question about, what about your role? What about your role in the sundown? You keep blaming Trump, but couldn't you open the government, vote to open the government, negotiate whatever your concerns are before the next CR, or next, which is in November 21st, before that would need to be passed? And here was their response.
Because this is what's been going on for the past 9 months. You know, since Donald Trump has taken office, he has now fired over 15,000 Marylanders who are federal workers.
What we're saying is we want the government to open, but we also happen to believe that it is immoral to have people without health care.
Two major little gaslighting lies there. One, Donald Trump has, under Article 2, every right to fire any federal worker that is deemed non-essential, or he can downsize government. It has nothing to do with this Schumer shutdown, so that's an unfortunate linkage being made by Governor Tex Moore. On the second point there, Angela Alsobrooks saying that this is about people getting cut off of health care. That's also a lie. People will still get health care. It's just going to be astronomical, the premiums, because that's the way the Democrats set it up, to favor their buddies in the insurance company. See, this is all about the insurance companies, not denying people health care. What they should do is let these subsidies expire so then everybody in the world can see their true cost of Obamacare. That's what the Democrats don't want. They don't want to reveal the true cost. They don't want to reveal how their donors in the insurance companies are basically running the party these days. That's why they're fighting tooth and nail to keep the government shut, because they don't want to let the genie out of the bottle. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Unfortunate phrase. When I mention the bottle, I don't necessarily mean has to do anything with Chuck Whitaker.
Because,
you know, he's been both sober for years now. Or at least a couple of months.
It's been for a few minutes.
Well, a few minutes, yeah, exactly. Just a couple
minutes. I stopped
minutes
at 5:30 just to make sure I was ready for the show.
Why?
You sound much better, by the way, so thank you for stopping.
Thank you. How's the signal now, Mr. Casey?
Yes, it is.
Signal better now?
Yes, it is. That's what I just said. You sound much better.
Oh, good, good.
Very good.
Yeah.
I'm glad we fixed that problem after, 2 weeks.
Oh, I should rub it in now. See how it is. I know. I just can't let it alone, guys.
No, that has nothing to do with you. Because we realize you're technically illiterate.
It's not you. It's me. Oh,
what are you?
Sorry.
What are you, ignorant?
Oh, sorry.
Ignorant?
You're ignorant.
Ignorant.
Ignorant. You know what ignorant is. I-G-N-I-N-T. Ignorant.
Hi, Chuck. What's happening?
The Bay Bridge is all in good shape. Three lanes westbound, two eastbound. We're good. All the way over to the Severn River Bridge, Ritchie Highway, and over towards the ramps at I-97. We won't see the backup on I-97 for a while. Right around 7:15 or so, right there at the split at Route 32. Beltway looks good. JFX is clear. Nothing early. Just a minor buildup right now at both the Harbor Tunnels. And the JFX has been okay early, as you might expect, anywhere between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. No delays through there. Construction, heads up, maybe there. The camera not working now. Northbound 95 at Route 24, but we know they're there in the right lane. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. A chilly start this morning, but later on sunshine. 65 for the high today. Overnight back down into the low 40s. And tomorrow sunny, mid-60s once again. We are expecting some rain on Saturday. We're looking at a nor'easter that may be hitting Sunday night into Monday morning.
Lovely. I'll be sick Monday.
Yeah, exactly. It's just going to be an absolute nightmare.
I'm telling you now.
Yes.
I'm putting a note in.
53 in Clear in Annapolis. It's 46 right now in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Scientists have developed the first ever blood test to scan for chronic fatigue syndrome. They say the test is 96% accurate. Here's how they test. If you're too exhausted to go get your blood drawn, you've got it, right? That's very simple.
Makes sense.
Saves a lot of people money. Former FBI Director James Comey pleaded not guilty to charges that he lied to Congress.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the same as stealing from a thief, lying to Congress? NFL great Herschel Walker has been sworn in as U.S. ambassador to the Bahamas.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, good deal. I'm not sure we're going to see Ambassador Mark Sanchez anytime soon, though.
No.
Ambassador Butt Fumble.
Ooh.
Dolly Parton.
Got pretty bad.
Yeah. Dolly Parton posted a video on Instagram yesterday to thank fans for their support during her recent illness. And she said, I ain't dead yet.
I want you to know that I'm okay. I've got some problems, as I mentioned, back when my husband Carl was very sick. I didn't take care of myself, so I let a lot of things go that I should have been taking care of. Nothing major, but I did have to cancel some things so I could be closer to home, closer to Vanderbilt. There's just a lot of rumors flying around, but I figured if you heard it from me, you'd know that I was okay.
Yep. Well, we're good enough. Glad to hear that. Great news.
Yes.
Rumors of Dolly's demise, just apparently a huge bust. The Treasury Department.
Remember when Johnny Carson said he'd give a year's pay to look up there?
Treasury Department minting a dollar coin with President Trump's face on both sides. Apparently, there's a law that prohibits living people from appearing on American currency.
Oh. That's new. Yeah. I never.
Carrie, if only dead people can be on the U.S.
only
money,
dead folks can
Biden
be on
could have been on the coin 2 years ago. That'd have been simple. Hey,
he's
today,
a $5 slug.
John Lennon's birthday today. He was born on this day. Well, now it's a heavenly birthday, but born on this day in 1940. Since it's his birthday, and this is Throwback Thursday. Little trivia: the Beatles have a couple of songs where John's wife Yoko Ono sang on the song.
Oh my!
Any idea which songs?
I don't know. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah. Well, you're going to. Birthday, she sang background vocals.
She's one of the la-la-ers.
She's one of the la-la-ers, and you heard her sing. She's the only female to get a any kind of line in a Beatles song by herself.
Yoko Ono, right?
In Bungalow Bill, yeah. The only one. So a little Beatles trivia there for you.
Sounded like a bag of cats.
It was bad.
Bag of cats.
I mean, I think all bands have a tough time sticking together, but I think she was the catalyst for the big breakup, between the Beatles.
He regretted it later.
Yeah, I do think that when you listen to some of their early stuff and solo, McCartney and Lennon and especially Ed Harrison, those three guys, they still had a lot of creative juices left. But they just went.
They were just getting started.
Yeah,
absolutely.
They'd only been together 6 years.
They were actually playing back in Hamburg, Germany, I think in 62, when they were the Quarrymen. And then, of course, when they hit it big, it was 64. And then, of course, they broke up in, 69, 70. Yeah. So.
I still can't believe I saw them from the third row twice.
You saw them, Lucky.
Yeah.
$3.75 for a ticket.
At the Civic Center.
Civic Center.
Where were your seats?
Third row. On the end, dead center.
Were you able to hear anything with all the girls screaming?
And
I was close
hair?
Enough that they only brought those amps.
Right, they're very small amps back in the day.
Yeah, very small amps, and they had the overhead speaker that the Civic Center hooked into. but I was close enough that I could hear it because I was right there in front of them.
Which one were you most impressed by?
I really liked them all.
Okay.
That was amazing.
Did you go out afterwards and get a Beatle haircut?
I did.
Yeah.
Is there
a picture of that?
Pray tell. Don't know.
Okay.
I thought it was cute. All the girls thought it was cute.
We want that picture. If anybody has that picture, are you listening, Debbie or Chuck's sister?
And Tom Levin, if you're listening, if you make one up.
He'll use AI. He'll use AI, that's for sure.
I'm going to give you an eye.
All right, there will be a bounty placed on that picture.
Leave it alone. All right. Leave it alone. Don't stop.
Because remember when I trolled for the hot tub picture we got there?
Yes, I know.
Oh!
We got Chuck in the hot tub.
Shortly thereafter,
he sold the hot tub.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
Nice new patio furniture in its place now.
Got to run. Listen, thanks, Chuck. Bye. See you in a couple. 6:21. 21 minutes after. You can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Maryland Democrats continue to gaslight Maryland voters over who is responsible for the Schumer shutdown. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a 9-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex, Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home. Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at mitchellsgolf.com. The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
6:23, now time once again for an update on the highways and byways with the little-known fifth Beatle, Chuck Whitaker.
Tom Levin just texted me. He says, I'm on it. I'm going to put a herd on him, I can tell you. Of course, he's a lot bigger than me. I'll have to get somebody to take him out, literally. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway, that delay is already there from New Hampshire Avenue over to 29 and through New Hampshire Avenue and over towards Georgia Avenue. So those areas with the normal delays, but it looks like everybody's fine down the hill, and we can see the Mormon Temple in the distance. So it looks like we're okay for right now getting around towards the ramps at 270. BW Parkway picked up just a bit southbound, and we'll start to see the heavy traffic coming up from the Capitol Beltway from Powder Mill Road up towards 197. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. We start off a little bit chilly this morning, but a little bit later on, sunny, 65 right now, clear and chilly, 48 in Parkville, 49 in Pasadena. We're talking about, once again, Maryland Democrats, Governor Taxmore, of course, Mr. Margarita, Chris Van Hollen, and Angela Alsobrooks, who apparently can't bring themselves to vote to reopen the government, but they're trying to say that they're the friends of the federal workers. Meanwhile, state workers, well, not so much. Governor Moore is the one that made a lot of state workers go away, but he's really concerned about the federal workers, not so much about the state workers when his budget was in jeopardy. We've got Delegate Mark Fisher reacting to yesterday's BWI presser.
And you have Chuck Schumer, and you have Chris Van Hollen, and you had Angela Alsobrooks, and now you even have Governor Wes Moore, who have Trump derangement syndrome. They're putting their hatred of a man over the well-being of the citizens of Maryland and the people of the United States.
Yeah, Trump, I think, is going to go down in history besides all the wonderful accomplishments that he continues. Now we got the peace deal first phase that's been agreed to. We'll get more of that in their MAG update and his big Antifa roundtable yesterday. But he's going to go down again as breaking the Democrat Party and breaking the state-run media. I mean, those two alone, I think, should get him into the Presidential Hall of Fame. We have reactions from Congressman Andy Harris. He says, quote, despite the high number of federal workers in our state, I was the only member of our delegation to vote to keep the government open. That's right. Governor Moore and Maryland Democrats talk about supporting workers, but their actions tell a different story. Every member of the Maryland delegation voted to shut the government down, and Maryland Senators Chris Van Hollen and Angela Alsobrooks have voted to shut down the government six times, and by all accounts will continue to do so. From the Maryland Freedom Caucus, they say Governor Moore runs to the microphone instead of leading. Federal workers need Senators Alsobrooks and Van Hollen to vote to reopen the government, not demand taxpayer-funded health insurance for illegal aliens. Here, I have a suggestion for you. The governor loves free beer, so if you get the free beer going with the complimentary margaritas, I think you have a pretty good chance of getting them to convince Democrats to vote to reopen. I know Kristen wants to weigh in.
I'm just so over the selected outrage of, like, the particular groups that we care about in Maryland. We care about illegal aliens, and the other protected group is clearly the government workers. But what about the rest of us who have to, like, scrap by for everything we get, whether you're a business owner or you're an employee or you're a farmer or a waterman or whatever, and we don't get any kind of help. And yet we're the ones that keep the world running. We're the ones that keep the economy running. So where are the constant press conferences for the Key Bridge being rebuilt? We got one, but it wasn't from the governor. It was from someone who I think would be a better governor. What about the crime? You know, when you bring this stuff up to them the rest of the time, it's like, that's not happening. You're a racist. You're a MAGA extremist. So I'm tired of the selected outrage, and I'm tired of only two groups being cared for in Maryland, and that's not the majority of the people in this state.
No, we're basically the plantation slaves. We're the ones who get whipped. This time it was the $1.67 billion tax increase. We are the source of their power. And until we figure it out as voters, as residents of the state, until we get a resistance opposition, a real opposition party, due respect to all current Republicans in office, I know some people are trying hard, but you're not getting the job done. You're not getting enough people elected to send an opposition down there, so it's time for MAGA here in Maryland to take over.
Amen.
And putting Marylanders first, so we have to stop leaving the state, retiring, leaving our families and our grandchildren behind, so we can get, this is a wonderful state, and I think we've just given it up. We've surrendered to the Democrats, and I think we need some real good fighters, and we're gonna commit this show to get that fight going.
We need to clean house, because I'm sorry, the people that we did elect who told us they were going to fight for us are not.
Exactly.
And whether that's because they're outnumbered or they're controlled opposition or they lied to us, I don't know. But I want a clean house, and I want different people, because I'm tired of it. And I agree, people have to leave the state. This is my home. I'm not a gypsy. I'm not looking to leave. But all my bills have gone up just in the last year or two. And what I make has not gone up. I mean, they can't, you know, it's going to, at a certain point, be unsustainable for so many people to live here. So, again, I'm tired of it only being two groups here that apparently are cared about by our government.
Yeah, they're bending over backwards to, again, look, I understand you're a federal worker, but you know that going in, that is a possibility. Again, we all know the risks of being at-will employees in the private sector.
Exactly. We all have risks.
Yeah.
Right? We all have bills going up. We all have problems.
Certain people are protected from those risks.
Exactly.
And than others, and I think it's a valid point. So thank you for that. Coming up right after the 6:30 news, how did Jim Comey avoid the perp walk yesterday?
Another slap on the wrist?
He did, well, he still has to stand trial.
Right, still has to stand trial, but
he pleaded not guilty. We'll tell you all about that. Also, Kanaya Ward's family, the suicide ruling has raised questions among her and her attorneys. I want to tell you about a good friend's Mayor and Mayor over Town Appliance in Owings Mills, right off Reichers Town Road. They have a stunning, and I mean it's really laid out well, showroom of every appliance you could imagine. If you're in the market for an appliance, if you're thinking about a new refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, washer dryer, whatever it is, microwave oven, they got it all. And they have it from the lower budget items up to the top of the line items, everything you could imagine there, and their service is impeccable. So, but you really owe it to yourself. Go to the showroom. You could shop somewhere else if you want, but they have a price match guarantee. So once you shop somewhere else, just come to Town Appliance because they have the best service in Baltimore. That's Town Appliance right off Reichers Town Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Tell them I sent you. It's 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. And from the WCBM Maryland News Center, Baltimore is ranked second best among 100 cities for its public health-centered approaches to violence intervention and prevention. That's according to the Community Justice Action Fund's 2024 Violence Prevention Index report. This year's score is 13 points higher than the city's 2023 score of 72. In 2024, Baltimore saw a 23% drop in homicides and a 34% decline in non-fatal shootings due to investments in community violence intervention, focused deterrence, and trauma support resources. Morgan State University's homecoming weekend begins today, and security across the Baltimore campus is being increased. Earlier this year, the university announced that its Office of Police and Public Safety will be working with city police and other agencies to protect the well-being of students, alumni, faculty, staff, and guests. Aerial drones, license plate readers, more security cameras, weapons detection technology, and signage will be in place across the campus. The new measures have been put in place after serious incidents that threatened the safety of the community during previous homecomings. And Anne Arundel County will be issuing a formal apology for the profound, far-reaching impact slavery has had on generations of Black Americans. County Executive Stuart Pittman says the apology will be part of a Maryland Emancipation Day event on November 1st. A day of acknowledgement confronting the legacy of slavery will take place at Maryland Hall's Bowen Theater in Annapolis. The apology comes at the request of the County Human Rights Commission, the NAACP, and the Caucus of African American Leaders. Pittman says it's long overdue for the county to acknowledge and apologize for its role in supporting and enforcing the institution of slavery. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cup Hill Bible Presbyterian Church for the Moment of Truth. Is America still one nation under God? The Christian faith and character of the men who designed this republic, formed its government under the providence and protection of God, and the principles of the Christian religion. They declared Christianity to be fundamental to the well-being of society and government. The Declaration of Independence contained a solemn appeal to the supreme judge of the world and expressed a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. Do we still have his divine providence and protection? God set out a blessing and a curse in his word. A blessing for those who obey his commandments, and a curse for those who turn from his word and go after other gods. Which way has America chosen? The gods of fame, fortune, and fun that so many people chase after? Or the one true God, the one who holds our future in his hands? Time will tell, and time may be running out. This is Pastor David Lewis for the Moment of Truth.
On Casey and Company at 6:33, here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
And the morning backup has arrived now. 795 through Liberty Road. Very slow crossing here at Liberty Road. I was just looking down a little bit further to see if the activity is still okay through Route 40 and down through there. Don't see anything in the roadway. Heavy traffic, including the overpass at Dogwood Road, which is right before you get to the ramp at Security Boulevard. Everybody's moving, but again, that's the beginning of the morning delay. If you're out early in Howard County, there's a report of debris on the roadway at Tridelphia Road at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a very chilly start to the day. After that, plenty of sunshine with highs ending up in the very cool low and mid-60s. Clear skies will follow tonight with even colder temperatures as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Grieven Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. More on the newest Raven, Aloe Gilman, a native of Hawaii, former Navy midshipman, and a mentor to Kyle Hamilton at Notre Dame. Coming from the Chargers organization, Gilman also understands what it means to play for a Harbaugh, even if Jim and John have different personalities.
You know, Harbaugh brothers, you know, I'm excited to see the similarities and differences. Obviously, I got a lot of respect for both of them. You know, Jim Harbaugh at the Chargers, and then John, obviously, the history that he's made here and built this great organization. So, you know, I'm excited for it, for sure.
Saying all the right things early on. Now, Gilman was a full go yesterday and is expected to play Sunday against the Rams, but he isn't the only Raven newbie. Former Eagle and Texan C.J. Gardner-Johnson, picked up by Baltimore on Tuesday, signed to the practice squad. He practiced yesterday. Head coach John Harbaugh was impressed.
I've always liked the way he played. You know, I've always liked the way he played. He brings it. He's a bring-it attitude guy. He's a physical player. A lot of juice, a lot of energy. A veteran guy, knows how to play the game. So.
Gardner-Johnson, however, does come with locker room baggage. It'll be interesting to see how he fits. MLB playoffs last night. The Blue Jays go into New York and end the Yankees season 5-2 was the final. The Jays reached the ALCS for the first time since 2016. The question, though, is who will they play?
Roddy Green, fly ball, right center field. This one's deep. Watch it fly!
The great Dan Dickerson with the call on Tigers Radio. Detroit comes back from an early 3-0 hole. They stave off elimination 9-3 over the Mariners. A decisive Game 5 in Seattle tomorrow night. Meanwhile, in the National League, the Phillies trying to stay alive.
At a three-run fourth, and now Schwarber, a high towering fly ball. That one is deep. Hernandez will watch it fly. It's another bomb. Kyle Schwarber has done it again.
Brian Anderson had the call on TNT. Schwarber's second of the night. That one off future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw in the five-run eighth that broke it open. Phillies 8-2 over the Dodgers. It'll be game four tonight in Los Angeles. Cubs also stay alive last night, scoring four in the first and holding off the Brewers 4-3 the final. It'll be game four tonight at Wrigley. On the ice last night in D.C., the Caps were no match for the Boston Bruins.
Pastrnak's pass. Zadorov will return it. Pastrnak, wrist shot, score! Lots of traffic in front of Logan Thompson. Pastrnak got it to the net, and the Bruins have the lead.
Yeah, it was a tough night for Logan Thompson. Brendan Burke had the call on TNT, and the Bruins wouldn't let it go. 3-1 was the final over the Caps. The lone Caps goal scored by Tom Wilson. The time now is 6:37 when we return When Not Funny Borders on Ignorance.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Grieben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Grieben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Grieben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
I've always had a lot of respect for Big Poppy, the Red Sox slugger, for what he did to the Yankees, if nothing else, in his career.
Mm-hmm.
But this borders on ignorance. This was Tuesday night. The panel, he is along with Kevin Burkhardt and Derek Jeter on the Fox Sports, the baseball coverage pre- and post-game. This was after the Yankees had beaten Toronto to make that series 2-1. Cam Schlittler was going to be on the hill the next night, meaning last night, for New York. Here's the conversation that Big Poppy starts.
Everything, one of you pronounce his last name. You kept first.
Schlittler.
Oh, well, he's the master.
Schlittler.
Schlittler. You now. Now your turn.
I'm like Hitler.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, man.
All right, let's go to a break,
all right,
guys.
I'm going Cam.
How do you do that?
Yeah.
That's just stupid.
It is. It just shows he's a better baseball player than he is an announcer or
analyst.
I mean, look, I'm not for firing people for doing one thing, okay? But he's got to at least be reprimanded.
Yeah, he should apologize. I didn't really, I shouldn't make fun of that. There's nothing funny about it. And I know he was probably trying to avoid having to say it, actually, because that could have been worse. But you on the other side are a brave soul, let me tell you. Hey, can I tell you, it's a great day in Baltimore when the Yankees are eliminated.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, boy, let's all raise a glass here this morning.
I think I'm going to devote the next four sports reports to the Yankees being eliminated. Raise your glass.
Exactly. Thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour, 7 o'clock. Speaking of raising our glasses, yes, that was former FBI Director James Comey in the Eastern District Courthouse yesterday of Virginia. He was being charged with two federal charges of lying to Congress, false statements, obstruction of a congressional proceeding. If convicted, Mr. Comey is facing up to 5 years in prison. He entered a not guilty plea on, his attorney on his client's behalf. And then they want to dismiss the case based off what they're calling vindictive or malicious prosecution. That's because President Trump appointed U.S. Attorney Lindsey Halligan, one of his attorneys that was working with him, when the other Eastern District Attorney, Eric Siebert, would not file charges against Comey, Letitia James, and Shifty Schiff, because Eric Siebert is a deep state protector. And that was evident in his statement right after he got fired, urging other employees to resist, obstruct, and or otherwise stop the Trump administration by any means necessary. So we'll see what happens on that. But I think that, first off, it is a tough jury. It's not quite as bad as D.C., but the Northern Virginia jury pool is probably very close. So it's gonna, I think, going to be difficult to get a conviction in that court in Eastern Day. But you never know what's going to happen. My big question was, again, there was no pre-dawn raid with the SWAT or the stormtroopers like we saw with J6ers and with Roger Stone and a number of other Trump employees that were rousted out of their beds in their jammies and had the cuffs placed on them. That didn't happen. We didn't even get the perp walk that happened. And you remember both Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro, they went to prison on misdemeanors. And they did the perp walk, and then they came out and they faced the music. They had a press conference. No word from James Comey. We'll get to his role here in just a second. Mike Davis of the Article 3 Project is saying, well, look, this was nothing more than an administrative mistake which saved Comey from the perp walk. The DOJ issued a summons instead of an arrest warrant. That's why he gets to avoid the perp walk. Gee, you think that was by accident? I don't. I don't think there's any coincidence at all. The deep state will do whatever it has to do to protect its own. Here's Steve Bannon yesterday on the War Room.
The media's all out there today to told Hayes rolling up here is going to be a podium, and he slips in like the rat he is under the cover of darkness, right? I'm sure they're going to say, Mike, oh, it's security concern. It's hell with that. You don't think it was a bigger security concern for Steve Bannon in D.C.? Remember, I was in the heart of the district. And until Trump sent the troops, a very unsafe place, was it not, sir? You can see, I'm telling you, this is what we're trying to take apart. The deep state works in unison. Mike Davis has taught us this lesson over the years, and now you're seeing it here again. Right, of how the deck is stacked, because the way the apparatus works right below the surface, right below the surface, where the court with the federal marshal, with the U.S. marshals, with the people that actually run the day to day of the courts, with the FBI, because the FBI, as you know, I mean, they know everybody. This is one of the biggest courts they work out of.
Yeah, it is. So Bannon, of course, he did 4 months on a misdemeanor. Why? Because he was invoking executive privilege in his conversations with President Trump. They wanted J6 documents. They wanted him to testify. And same for Navarro, because Navarro was a White House economics advisor to President Trump, trade advisor. Bannon was a campaign advisor. Both had legitimate, I think, but that's the other thing the Democrats did, is they completely blew executive privilege out of the water. We'll hear from Dr. Navarro coming up in just a second. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes, and here's a man who wants to hold your hand. So we're still looking for the mop top picture of Chuck Whitaker.
I am at the Beatles concert.
Just remember, money Chuck, can't buy you love.
The question is, are you the walrus?
Are you who?
Are you the walrus?
Cuckoo Jew? I am the Eggman.
Yes, you've been known to go over easy.
Would you like me to fix you an armlet? Right. Would you go with this all day, Mr. Casey?
At least the first hour.
Okay, good. What time is it? Oh, good. That's only not too long from now. There's a new minor wreck down near the casino, Russell Street and Bush Street. So that's just north of the bridge at I-95. And debris, the report was sheetrock. Got to watch how you say that. Sheetrock fell off the back of a truck, Route 32 at Tridelphia Road. Cleanup was underway. Earlier this morning, there was a pedestrian struck in Cockeysville at Cranbrook Road at Ridgeland Road. So, again, keep an eye out for some activity there with Baltimore County on the scene. Northbound 95, construction area should be there by now at Route 24 in Harford County. Beltway on the west side has already filled in, and we're seeing at least some brief delays, and the morning buildups now beginning southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, but sunny later. High about 65 right now. If you want to be warm, Ocean City's where it's at. 59 right now, 48 in Baltimore City. And it is time once again, let's head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson.
He had what we call in Korea a real fertilizer base.
Ben Stiller has traded in his director's chair for a soda can. For now, at least. The actor, director, and a man who gave Severance the just-announced Stiller soda. It's not like... I've never had Poppy or Olipop. Have you had any one of those?
Yeah, it's good.
Really? What's the claim to fame for Poppy or Olipop?
Well, it's all natural. I believe cane sugar. There's no additives.
Right, so it's more natural soda.
It's more natural, and it's probiotic.
Oh, a big smile on your face, Maggie.
I'm just... It doesn't...
Maggie, never mind. I think we should just pass over that one. Anyway, apparently the carbonation has gone to Stiller's head because he's a raging lefty.
Oh, boy.
Applebee's launching the new grilled cheese cheeseburger and crispy pickle fries this fall.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's,
that might be all right.
Yeah. That's comforting. A comfort food.
I'd like the grilled cheese cheeseburger, the pickle fries. I would taste it. I would try it.
Wait, like fried pickles? Are they actually fries that are flavored like pickles?
There are french fries that are flavored with pickle flavoring. I'm wondering if that's natural or whether it's chemically. It's, you know, who knows. Anyway, a restaurant in Spain is going viral for offering the world's most expensive hamburger. Apparently, it costs $11,000.
Yeah, right.
You have to wait until February of 2026.
Oh, darn.
When it will be available. And they're already taking reservations. And it's by invitation only. So apparently, again, I'm trying to figure out what ingredients in there. Maybe, but apparently the world's most expensive beef, most expensive cheeses, and rare spices are all contributing to the eye-popping
$11,000. When you come in and says, I'm an idiot.
Who the heck's going to wait in line for that? Are they going to have it at the drive-thru?
Yeah, it's still a burger, after all.
That's it.
Yeah. That's it. That's all it is. So
darn, and I was saving up for that.
And Chuck would never pay for it anyway. Okay. Yeah. When he goes to Buffet City, you know, they got everything waiting for him.
Is it really a Buffet City?
Yes.
There is one.
We had a waiter in Buffet City that claimed that he saw Chuck come in on a regular basis.
No.
Now, we've not been able to confirm because he disappeared suddenly as soon as he made that claim.
That's what you're going to do pretty soon. You're going to be a raft going down to Quinn's Falls.
Thanks a lot for that.
Yikes.
Is there any water? Is there any water left in the Quinn's Falls?
It's some sort of
it's a very scenic river.
What do you think Maryland's most favorite fall food is? Fall food.
Pumpkin fall pie.
No. But it's a good guess, though, because everybody else is saying that. Let's see. Some are saying pecan pie in Alabama. You have cornbread in Iowa, sweet potato pie in Georgia, pumpkin bread in Kansas, crab soup.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's also
crab
a comforting
soup, popular fall dish. And I guess, is it Maryland crab or cream of crab? They don't differentiate between the two.
I think cream of crab for fall.
Really?
Yeah. Because it's more soothing.
You can have the Maryland crab gazpacho
nice
style. You could drink, you could eat that cold if you wanted.
My lovely wife is making some today.
What, gazpacho?
No, just regular crab soup, Maryland crab.
Maryland crab, okay. Yeah. See, I like the cream of crab or the lobster bisque with a little sherry on top.
Lobster bisque, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, exactly.
That every Christmas Eve, my sister-in-law makes that.
Okay.
And it's the best.
It is very good stuff, that's for sure. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. Dr. Peter Navarro, he weighed in on Jim Comey avoiding the perp walk.
The juxtaposition of my situation, misdemeanor for an alleged crime that wasn't, leg irons arrests through Reagan Airport. We learned yesterday from Senator Chuck Grassley's big reveals that they surveilled me. They didn't regard me as armed or dangerous. They just did it as a circus arrest. They had a dozen agents involved in that. I got the mug shot. I got the handcuffs. I got the leg irons. I got the jail cell. They made me sit there for a couple hours, and then the judge, and I go out and face the microphones and the music. I didn't have anybody escorting me out the side door. And then you got Comey, okay? It's like felony, up to 10 years in prison, involved in arguably the worst political conspiracy in America's lifetime that stretched all the way from 2016 when he was at the helm through 2024, multiple times to overthrow the president when he was in office or to stop him from getting elected in 2016, 2020, and 2024. And, Steve, the central lesson that I have, I gave it at the Republican National Convention in my speech the day I got out of prison, is if we don't hold them accountable, they will do it again. I went to prison so you won't have to. It's not just a book. It's a wake-up call.
Yeah, bingo. I think that last point is the one we should focus on. Unless these people, starting with Comey, because remember what Comey did, okay? Remember, he let Hillary off the hook. No reasonable prosecutor. She took 30,000 emails classified that foreign actors, foreign countries got access to, and he basically, remember, she allowed her to destroy her hard drives with hammers. The FBI helped in that. They did bleach bit, and then he said, no reasonable prosecutor. He did that. Then he set the perjury trap, not only just for Martha Stewart, but for General Flynn. He then leaked information to his Columbia professor, Richmond, which was then published to the New York Slimes. So this guy is the he's just the lead, the master of the den of thieves in this coup, this soft coup they try to pull off. I'll tell you what George Papadopoulos said in just a second. I just got a Facebook message from him. 651, and you are on Casey and Company here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6. And Saturday 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
Farmers and ranchers, when it's time to buy or sell ag equipment, think Purple Wave Auction. We're your go-to online marketplace for tractors, combines, sprayers, and more. With our no-reserve policy, every item sells to the highest bidder. Experience the Purple Wave difference. Nationwide reach with a local touch. Purple Wave Auction. Whether you're expanding your operation or streamlining your fleet, we've got you covered. Visit purplewave.com today. Fuel your farm with Purple Wave Auction.
Looking for fun just off Route 140 and 795? Well, swing by Mitchell's Golf Complex in Reisterstown. We've got three mini golf courses, a driving range with lights, and a nine-hole executive course that's perfect for all skill levels, from family fun to serious practice. It's all here, next to the Reisterstown Sportsplex. Mitchell's Golf Complex. Open daily. Golf, fun, close to home.
Call 410-833-7721 or on the web at MitchellScoff.com.
This is State Senator Justin Reedy inviting you to join us for the Carroll County Republican Party's Lincoln-Reagan Dinner on Thursday, October 23rd at Fireside on Main in Hampstead. Hear from keynote speaker Congressman Scott Perry of Pennsylvania. The exclusive VIP reception begins at 5:30 p.m. and the general reception is at 7. Do not miss your chance to be part of Carroll County's premier Republican event.
Get your tickets today at ccgop.net before the October 15th deadline before it sells out. By authority of Joe Lehman Tresserer.
See you there.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Well, Marty wants to know, Chuck, when you order the turtle soup, do you ask the waiter to make it snappy?
They're coming out of the woodwork now.
Yes, they are.
These Alkies just got home, so that's what they're doing. I know how it works.
See, just he's doing something like a soup joke, and everything starts rolling.
No soup for you. No jokes for you either. As reporter Rick on the Beltway, looking, if I can see, let me just see right here. Over at the Beltway near Washington Boulevard, I'm looking at the camera where 895 crosses the Beltway just to see if there may be an impact there already. So we'll be checking on that on 895 and keep an eye out for that if you're coming up the Beltway from the BW Parkway and eventually up towards Washington Boulevard. Maybe a couple of vehicles involved there. Nothing major so far in the JFX. Beltway on the Hartford Roadside, that's filled in. Interloop at Green Spring is still good. 795 all the way down to Frederick Road already. And both the tunnels now in the range of 10 to 12-minute delays on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Talk 25 weather authority forecast. Chilly start, sunny later. 65 right now. Clear and chilly. 47 in Bel Air. 51 in Arnold. And I did get a message here from George Papadopoulos. And he says, look, I was violently arrested at an airport after a transatlantic flight, put in leg shackles, scurried off into a blacked-out SUV, forced to spend a night in a grotesque jail cell in Virginia, even though I was never indicted. This all occurred after an attempt to frame me on FARA charges, Foreign Agent Registration Act, which I fortunately realized were being conjured up against me, an act of intimidation to make me lie about President Trump to escape prosecution. I was not permitted to raise funds for a legal defense, could not speak to then allies, had an incredible amount of exculpatory evidence withheld. It failed to crush me. In fact, it made me stronger than ever. The truth is just now slowly coming out, and Comey will finally see his day in court on minor charges. I predict superseding indictments against him. That might still happen. That's a good point. The only question is, where's the mugshot? No perp walk, no mugshot. President Trump, myself, Paul Manafort, all had mugshots splattered all over the news. All of us were perp walked. It's time for this DOJ. Are you listening, Pam Bondi and Kash Patel, to turn over the files that the president has declassified and turn up the heat? We don't need more performance theater before Congress. We don't need more self-gratifying posts on X. We want action. We want accountability. Because remember, Comey, it was really Obama, Biden, and his inner circle were the ringleaders. But Comey was the enforcer for the attempted coup. They tried to overturn the results of a duly elected president and almost got away with it. Now we have to make sure that we send a message to never try it again. The family of Kenia Ward are questioning the medical examiner, not the fact that they ruled it a suicide, but now it's now raising questions about when somebody has a history of mental illness like Kenia did. It's a reason why she was removed from her mother and her grandmother. She had a home. They loved her, but they couldn't manage her because of her mental illness. So they asked that she be placed in foster care and she get the mental supervision, mental treatment, mental illness treatment that she so desperately needed. And the state of Maryland, Governor Moore, and others completely left her behind. Here's your attorney, Tom Doyle.
The fact that it has been ruled I'll put in quotes, a suicide, that doesn't end the questions. That only begs many more questions.
According to the autopsy report obtained by the Baltimore Sun, a suicide note was found at the scene. Ward's medical history includes depression, PTSD, and prior suicide attempts. All the more reason why this 16-year-old should never have been left alone. And the family didn't want to leave her alone, but they had no choice.
There wasn't a situation where it was a bad home. She lived at home with mom and the grandparents, but unfortunately, Kanaya's mental health got to the point where it was not safe for anybody, so they removed her.
So again, where's Governor Moore? He has not addressed this. Where is the Attorney General Anthony Brown when he's too busy suing President Trump on the lawsuit du jour? This requires an investigation into the Department of Human Services. There should be a full-scale investigation into why unlicensed vendors were used, why she was left alone, and I think that should bear some fruit. When talking about Rescue Natural Supplements and their incredible supplement, Oracine, which is developed by a cardiologist, Dr. Jeffrey Shapiro, and it is going to give you sustainable energy throughout the day. So many of us, you know, have that second, third, fourth cup of coffee or that jolt of caffeine from your favorite soda. I mean, I see people drinking iced coffee in the day, not just because they like it, but because they want the energy boost. And a lot of times that it's just artificial, it's temporary. It's not really the healthiest thing for you. So, again, instead of the energy drinks and the caffeine, turn to Rescue Oracine. Sustainable energy, you will feel it. In just a couple of days, you'll start feeling the effects. And, again, no side effects whatsoever. It doesn't make your heart race. In fact, it actually helps to regulate your blood pressure. It brings it down maybe 5-6 points or whatever the case may be. So call today. Use the code MYENERGY. Buy one, get one free. 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's MYENERGY. That's the code MYENERGY to buy one, get one free of Rescue Oracine. Or you can order at res-q.com. Coming up next, a leftist terrorist arrested for starting the Pacific Palisades fire.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Blessed are the peacemakers. President Trump quoting from the Sermon on the Mount as he announces that Israeli and Hamas representatives have accepted elements of his Gaza peace plan.
Peace talks in Egypt this week have led to a breakthrough. President Trump announced that Israel and Hamas agreed to the first phase of a U.S.-drafted plan. According to the Associated Press, Hamas will release all 20 living hostages this weekend as Israeli forces withdraw from the majority of Gaza.
Correspondent Greg Clarkson says the president making plans to travel to the Middle East this weekend. Celebrations of the breakthrough have broken out both in Israel and in Gaza. Where do things go from here? BBC's Yolande Nell in Jerusalem.
There are some important meetings that have to take place in Israel. You have to have a security cabinet meeting and then a full government session, which will be to authorize the release of Palestinian prisoners, which will be in exchange for the Israeli hostages. For a 24-hour period, there will be the Israeli forces withdrawing within Gaza to lines that have been agreed on with Hamas. That will leave Israel in control of just over half of the Palestinian territory.
President Trump calls it a great day for Arabs and Israelis, and indeed for the entire world. No end in sight to the government shutdown. It's now into its ninth day. President Trump's deployments of National Guard troops to Chicago and Portland, Oregon, subject of ongoing court battles in both cities. Priscilla has lost hurricane strength as it churns off Mexico's western Pacific coast, moving ever closer to the Baja California Peninsula. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Jerry is strengthening in the Atlantic as it nears the northern Leeward Islands. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 3 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 21. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dennis Prager here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've always been a strong believer in precious metals investment, and I've always been fascinated with rare coin collecting. But owning the wrong coins that only make dealers a lot of money can be catastrophic for your investment portfolio. AmFed Coin and Bullion specializes in taking people out of non-performing coin portfolios and turning them into gold, silver, or platinum bullion. They tailor a portfolio based on your goals and not what they want to sell you. You'll never experience experienced scare tactics, misleading hype, or high-pressure sales from owner Nick Rovich and his very knowledgeable staff. They will evaluate your portfolio, show you how your coins have performed, and take the time to educate you on the ugly industry practices so that you can make an informed decision. Smart people can make very bad investments when they're under pressure and lack the facts. Call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey & Company. It's 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Capitol Beltway, Prince George's County, interloop right before you get to the ramp at Route 50. So anybody south from College Park and down through that area, heads up, there are some brake lights in the area. We're still looking around for this report of an accident on the Beltway between Washington Boulevard and up at the ramp at Southwestern Boulevard and 95. Been several areas with the cameras looking. I don't see an impact right now. Doesn't mean it's not there, but maybe on the shoulder. And I'm not seeing any backups coming up from the Parkway or coming south from Wilkins Avenue, but we'll keep an eye on that. Delays already in getting busy southbound at both the harbor tunnels, and all the normal stuff is already out there this morning along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, we are looking at a very chilly start to the day. After that, plenty of sunshine with highs ending up in the very cool low and mid-60s. Clear skies will follow tonight with even colder temperatures as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 46 degrees in Perry Hall and 46 in Pikesville. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Baltimore County Police responded to a barricade situation in the 2100 block of Lark Hall Road in Dundalk Wednesday night following a report of a shooting. Officers issued a community advisory for residents asking them to stay out of the immediate and surrounding area. Police have not released any additional details at this time, but some neighbors told local TV they heard gunshots and an argument before police arrived. Then additional shots were fired. There is no word yet on the nature of the situation or injuries. And Baltimore County Police have determined that the Tuesday morning barricade situation and double stabbing in Pikesville was domestic related. The incident on Arrowhead Road left a man and a woman injured and the suspect with self-inflicted wounds. According to police, the woman who was stabbed is the suspect's wife, and the man who was injured is the mental health clinician she called because her husband was experiencing a crisis. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 131. The pick 4, 3862. Stein on Sports, coming up next.
James White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111.
Jim, you've been talking about hypnosis on WCVM for many years, and you talk about all sorts of problems that can be solved with your hypnosis, besides drinking and smoking.
Like gambling as a single session. PTSD, well, that's 5 sessions every 3 months. Ovarian cysts and menstrual problems for women, usually just 1 session. Taking college tests and sports, excellent for golf, a day or 2 before the tournaments. Tennis, archery, wrestling, too many to mention.
So you can help people quit smoking, quit drinking, quit gambling, handle stress better, and improve in sports like golf? And Rory McIlroy just won the Masters.
Well, for something like that, you want to see him a day before he does the tournament. Oh, my gosh, it's fantastic.
Jim, you do it all. Tell the listeners how they can reach you.
James White, professional hypnotist. 410-661-1111. 410-661-1111.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Newest Raven Aloe Gilman, the safety acquired from the Chargers, isn't entirely unfamiliar with Maryland.
I have a little bit of history with Maryland. I was at the Naval Academy out of high school, and so it has a special place in my heart, but I'm happy to be out here and get this thing rolling.
Gilman also has familiarity with fellow Raven safety Kyle Hamilton.
Well, K-Ham, that's my brother. He was a young freshman my senior year at Notre Dame. He was having a hard time as a freshman, wanted to quit, but I had to keep him in shape, and now he's an all-pro. So.
Meanwhile, the Harbaugh brothers are close, but Tuesday's trade between the two organizations came as a surprise to both.
I didn't talk to Jim about it until after it went down, so it wasn't anything that we were talking about. It was between
Eric and Joe and the personnel departments on both sides.
Gilman a full go yesterday, as well as C.J. Gardner-Johnson for Baltimore, the other player that was acquired. However, 11 players were either limited or out yesterday for the Ravens, including Lamar Jackson, Roquan Smith, and Marlon Humphrey. MLB playoffs, Yanks eliminated by the Jays 5-2 was the final, while the Tigers force a Game 5 tomorrow night in Seattle. NL action, the Phillies and Cubs force Game 4s, which will be played tonight. Coming up in 30 minutes, amid the swirl of rumors, Carolina still backs Belichick. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oriole Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And you can join us 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@WCBM.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. It comes right here to Casey and Company. And coming up in this hour, Democrats and the left have broken our criminal justice system. We have brought the receipts. And Maryland voter registration process is being called into question, as you might imagine. Top story is a leftist terrorist has arrested in setting the Pacific Palace Sage fire. Start with a phone call here. Melissa is in Anne Arundel County. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Swan. Thank you. I'm a teacher in Anne Arundel County, and teachers all over Maryland. If we leave a student who is having suicidal ideations or is in crisis and something happens, well, we can't leave that student. We can lose our job if we leave that student. So why isn't the same standard held across the board?
All right, so you, you're a teacher in Arundel County, and as a teacher, a generic teacher, now not you specifically, and you have some, a student comes to you, expresses some level of suicidal ideation, either in verbal or written form, and you then cannot leave that student unattended whatsoever.
Whatsoever. If we do, we lose our job. There has to be a chain of command from person to person.
Right.
Administration, school psychologists, it has to go from person to person. We cannot leave them.
And do you know if that's Anne Arundel County school policy, or is there a statute in Maryland law?
I don't think I can quote you the statute, but I'm pretty sure, as you mentioned yesterday, we every year have to go through our training, you know, and all counties have to go through that training on standards, child abuse and things like that. But, you know, I think that's across Maryland. I would say it's Comar, but I couldn't quote you the statute.
All right, we'll see. We'll see if we can find it. But, look, I agree with that one. I think that's a good policy to have.
Absolutely.
You know, but it should be statewide. It should be for every single state agency, for every school, anybody that has any charge or custody of children, even temporarily, should follow those rules.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, Melissa. Appreciate the call. It's a great point. It is 7:11. It's a hot-to-go time for Chuck Whitaker, obviously. 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. A arrest has been made in the Pacific Palisades fire. Remember that earlier this year in January? Again, 24,000 acres were burned. I think there were 12 people who died. We had thousands of structures that went up in flames, $150 billion in damage, and California Governor Newsom blamed climate change. Remember Karen Bass, the mayor of L.A.? She was, in Africa or something? And she actually cut the firefighting budget before she left. But now we have an arrest, and we have U.S. Attorney De La Salle in California making that announcement yesterday.
Good morning. I'm Bill Asaley, the acting United States Attorney for the Central District of California. Today, we are announcing the arrest of 29-year-old Jonathan Rindernecht for igniting a fire that ultimately burned down the Palisades earlier this year, killing 12 people, destroying more than 6,800 structures, both homes and businesses, and damaging over 1,000 more buildings. The complaint unsealed today charges the defendant with destruction of property by means of fire, a felony that carries a mandatory minimum 5-year federal prison sentence and is punishable by up to 20 years in federal prison.
Really? That's all? A minimum of 5 years? Look at the damage that hath been wrought. I think he should, if convicted, and of course he's presumed innocent, but if convicted, I think he should get the death penalty. And I think he should be burned at the stake. 7:13, traffic weather on the threes. Again, I apologize for the use of the word stake. Leading into Chuck's report, it could cause excessive salivation, which may detract from this excellent traffic report.
Yes. You know, I said the same thing yesterday when that sentence came down. I said 20 years. 12 people got killed.
Yeah, exactly.
Because of what he did. I mean, it's
kind of a weird thing because he set the Lockman fire first.
Right.
With an open flame. And then the firefighters suppressed that. Then it smoldered underground and reignited with heavy winds, which caused the Palisades fire.
Just crazy.
Yeah.
And 20 years. Get more than that for shoplifting,
right,
almost, you know? The Beltway accident, still, the report is around Southwestern Boulevard and Washington Boulevard, southwest side. I've been all over the place looking for this thing, including back down to the BW Parkway, because if there was an impact up through there, north of the bridge at 895, sooner or later, it would back up here. And I'm looking at you live. You're crossing the parkway on the Beltway headed north, and I don't see it, and I don't see any backups coming south from Wilkins Avenue down through there or at Southwestern Boulevard. So right now, just going to let that go for the time being. JFX, you're still okay. Nothing major. All the backups there now on the Beltway. The inner loop is not too bad. Some areas, again, today will be fighting the bright sunshine for the traffic south and east through the area. So we'll be prepared for that in about the next half an hour or so. Backups now at both the harbor tunnels. 895 is right around the Erdman Avenue ramp. And then 95 coming south should start to fill in. Not quite back to Moravia Road, but almost. So 15 to 20-minute delays in building going south into both the tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
So, Chuck, our good friend Tommy Levin has sent us a picture of the mop top of you, and it's rather interesting because, you know, you've got having the Beatles mop top there, which is like, you know, dark brown, black hair, but your mustache and your goatee are white.
He's a dead man.
So it is. I think he's done an excellent job.
You know who it looks like.
Man, but you know, also you've seen it. Yeah, it kind of looks like Mo Howard as he was caught between
first thing I thought when I looked at it, I'm looking at it right now. I said that's Amy Klobuchar. Gotta be. She's got a beard just like that.
Oh, man. Good job, Tommy. All right, very good.
It's just wonderful, Tom.
We'll have to put that up on our website a little later on today.
Yeah, you should. I know where you can put it, too.
Have our listeners vote on the fifth Beatle, folks, in case you missed it from last hour.
Now you're going to miss it this time, too, because it's going away.
Thank you very much. All right, your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start, sunny a little bit later on today, and a high of 65. Sunny and 48 in Middle River, 49 in Glen Burnie. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
All right, it is a big day today. President Trump announcing yesterday at his Antifa roundtable meeting, he got a note from Secretary Rubio saying that the first phase of the Israel-Hamas-Gaza peace deal has been agreed to by both sides. And that is ceasefire, so the immediate cessation of hostilities, also the beginning of the hostage prisoner release. Now, we still don't have the laying down of weapons and the who's controlling the Gaza Strip, but that comes in the second and third phases of this peace deal. It's a very difficult peace deal to negotiate, but the first phase has been agreed to. And President Trump told Sean Hannity last night he thinks tariffs have a lot to do with the peace deals. Not sure on this particular one, but he said in other peace deals, tariffs have been a great tool.
You know, having the ability to deal with trade, having the ability to use tariffs to help me make a point. The tariffs have brought peace to the world. I'm telling you, they brought peace to the world, and not only here, but with so many other deals. You know, I've made seven peace deals where countries were, in many cases, 30, 31 years, 135, 137 years. They've been fighting and millions of people being killed, and I brought peace. And I did it through, in not all cases, but probably in at least five of the seven that we've done so far, it was through trade. But we're not going to deal with people that fight. We're not going to deal, and we're going to put tariffs on you. We're not going to let you deal in the United States. We'll put tariffs on you. And without that, without the tariffs, I mean, far more than even the money that we're taking in, which is trillions of dollars, essentially trillions of dollars, far much more importantly, it gives you a tremendous road to peace and the saving of millions of lives, just millions and millions of lives.
Yeah, indeed. This could be an historic and unprecedented event. There's still a long way to go. Blessed are the peacemakers, as President Trump has praised this deal. Even Iran has endorsed this deal between Hamas and Israel, which is very interesting to say the least. Prime Minister Netanyahu thanking Trump for his role in the sacred mission of the release of our hostages. Democrat John Fetterman congratulating Trump on an historic peace plan. And Trump says he's going to probably fly over Sunday, and the hostages will be released either Sunday night or Monday.
The big thing is hostages are going to be released. It's probably our time would be probably Monday.
Yeah, so that again, there's hope. It's not certain yet, but there's at least a spark of hope there. The big Antifa roundtable yesterday at the White House, President Trump gathered all of his law enforcement experts and to go after, to announce they're coming after Antifa.
We have a serious left-wing terror threat in our country. Radicals associated with the domestic terror group Antifa.
And FBI Director Cash Patel says they're now going after the funding.
We will not rest until we find every single seed, money, donor, organization, and funding mechanism that we have.
We're going to have a guest on in the very near future. They have uncovered who's funding Antifa, so we'll have that for you coming up either later this week or early next week. The Attorney General Pam Bondi says Antifa is responsible for anarchy.
This is not activism. It's anarchy. We can't and we will not let masked terrorists burn our buildings, attack our law enforcement, and intimidate our communities.
And DHS Secretary Kristi Noem says there are leaders of cities like Chicago, Portland, and elsewhere that are aiding and abetting Antifa domestic terrorists.
These leaders in these local cities, along with Pritzker and Johnson, ignore what's going on, or, sir, they're helping Antifa cover it up. We have arrested dozens of individuals that are Antifa members or affiliated with them.
All right, 7:21, 21 minutes after the hour. And the fact is that we have, got a good contest. The Maryland Fall and Garden Show is coming up this weekend. So it's always a big event. And this is the Maryland Fall Home and Garden Craft Show, actually October 17th through the 19th at Timonium Fairgrounds. So the following weekend, 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 local trusted experts, discover some great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and, of course, Mike Kleinschmidt of HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home. They're going to be there. There's a tiny living square. We understand that Chuck Whitaker may appear at that. We haven't confirmed that yet, so don't take my word for it. But shop, compare, and save on kitchen, baths, floor, and more. You can check them out at mdfallhomeandgarden.com. Right now, we got a four-pack of tickets to the first caller. First caller at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. So the first caller will win this four-pack of tickets to go see the Maryland Home. And you got to have an email address because we're going to email the tickets to you. So you must have an email address if you're going to, claim this prize. So first caller with an email address, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And good luck to our winner of the Maryland Fall Home and Garden Craft Show tickets.
Your Projects, Our Experts, the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Sean Casey here. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, start with a name you can trust. AES Builders and Home Improvement. They've been transforming homes across Maryland for over 35 years with quality craftsmanship, honest pricing, and timelines that stick. From kitchens to additions, they do it right. I've seen their work and I trust them in my own home. Visit them at aeshome.us. That's aeshome.us. Tell them Sean sent you to get a special discount on any additions or remodeling jobs. AES. Experience, integrity, results.
If you're not happy, we're not done. MHIC 37105.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Here's Mo Johnson. The
quiet numbskull and broadcaster. Porcupine. The interloop of the Beltway is slowing now, coming up from Frederick Road up through Route 40, and then right here in the left-hand lane, it's beginning to stop. So there may be something right underneath I-70 on the interloop. So if you're coming up the hill from Wilkins Avenue, we're getting a backup there. The left-hand lane is not moving very well right through there, so maybe we'll get State Highway to take a look at that. I don't see anything up towards the overpass at Dogwood Road that indicates a problem there, but it's lighter there, so whatever it is right at the bridge at I-70, because normally the interloop is not too bad. Right now, it's jammed up, and it's going back towards Frederick Road and Wilkins Avenue. All the other stuff on the Beltway is normal. Interloop at Greenspring on the Parkville side, and again, it's a half an hour or so. It's going to be bright sunshine will be a big factor, and the morning delay has arrived now through Annapolis. I-97, your slowing is there, southbound at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Jim Barbie. Since 2004, family-owned Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has delivered top diagnostics and repairs using dealer-quality parts and ASE-certified technicians that guarantee results. Call 410-335-8848 or visit jimbarbieautomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, it is going to be a chilly start this morning and then sunshine later, 65 overnight. Again, chillier. Low 40s for the low. Tomorrow, sunny and 64, and the rain returns Saturday night. And maybe big rains coming Sunday night into Monday, nor'easter heading our way right now. Sunday, 49 in Pasadena, 48 in Parkville. So what we're talking about here now in this segment is that a left-wing terrorist, not climate change, that is something that immediately, and by the way, do you know in California, all that damage that has occurred in California, I think they've only issued 2 building permits so far in the Pacific Palisades. 2. Because you know why? They have other designs for that land. They want to use it for affordable housing in the very near future.
Pacific Palisades?
Pacific Palisades is a very pricey, expensive tract of land on the Pacific Ocean. And it is something that, again, we're talking millions and millions of dollars right there. And it's something that it's just incredible to see that they have not issued people's homes absolutely destroyed. And the whole neighborhoods, whole communities were destroyed by this individual. By the way, now there's conflicting reports as to whether or not he is a registered Democrat. There's one outlet that says he is a registered Democrat, another says he's unaffiliated. But we know this 29-year-old Uber driver has basically donated to a bunch of left-wing groups like Act Blue. He made a donation there of $2, or he made $1. I know, really going to help him, right? He shelled out $2 to Hybrid Pack Act Blue on two separate occasions, just days apart in 2020, and that's according to the Federal Election Commission. Records also show he was born in France, was registered to vote in Florida, and that at the time leading up to him setting the fires, according to Bill Asaley, the U.S. Attorney for Central California, he was listening to a French rap song about setting things on fire. He also had put into ChatGPT, the artificial intelligence. He wanted a depiction of a forest burning and people that were impoverished escaping while rich people watched them burn. And that was the depiction or the portrait that ended up being summoned by this left-wing terrorist for through ChatGPT.
Love to meet his parents.
So there's motive. People with the people that he passengers fares that night. He was faring as an Uber driver. Said he seemed agitated that evening, and so they this was an exhaustive search for how this fire started. FBI, ATF, U.S. Forest Service, many others were looking very closely. And again, I just think that if he has found guilty by a jury of his peers, I think the punishment should fit the crime. I think the death penalty fits here, and I think you got to send a message to these arsonists that get their jollies off when they're lighting things and people on fire. You know, if it was good enough for Joan of Arc, which was horrible, then maybe we ought to burn them at the stake as well. Your thoughts certainly welcome on that. 410-922-6680 1-800-WCBM-680. Coming up next, the Maryland voter registration process once again being called into question. I want to tell you about our good buddy Vinny Steele, your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny and of course his agents will come out to your home, sit down, discuss the staging, and you know if a home needs repair, if it needs anything else, and so and again you'll eventually talk about asking price and time frame. And once you agree on both those components and you then sign on the dotted line, your home sold. It is that simple. As soon as you sign that contract, you can rest easy. Your home will not be lingering on the market for, you know, weeks and months, up to a year. In one case, we had a listener tell us that before they converted over to Vinny Steele. So he can do that because he's got a database of 13,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. So give him a call, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515. Now for the latest news headlines, once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning, thanks. Baltimore is ranked second best among 100 cities for its public health-centered approaches to violence intervention and prevention. That's according to the Community Justice Action Fund's 2024 Violence Prevention Index report. This year's score is 13 points higher than the city's 2023 score of 72. In 2024, Baltimore saw a 23% drop in homicides and a 34% decline in non-fatal shootings due to investments in community violence intervention, focused deterrence, and trauma support resources. As of October 8th, homicides have continued to drop by just over 30% on top of the 2024 reductions. Morgan State University's homecoming weekend begins today, and security across the Baltimore campus is being increased. Earlier this year, the university announced that its Office of Police and Public Safety will be working with city police and other agencies to protect the well-being of students, alumni, faculty, staff, and guests. Aerial drones, license plate readers, more security cameras, weapons detection technology, and signage will be in place across the campus. The new measures have been put in place after serious incidents that threatened the safety of the community during previous homecomings. Anne Arundel County will be issuing a formal apology for the profound, far-reaching impact slavery has had on generations of Black Americans. County Executive Stuart Pittman says the apology will be part of a Maryland Emancipation Day event on November 1st. A day of acknowledgement confronting the legacy of slavery will take place at Maryland Hall's Bowen Theater in Annapolis. The apology comes at the request of the County Human Rights Commission, the NAACP, and the Caucus of African American Leaders. WCBM News Time, 7:32. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Comcast Business can help turn your small business into a connected, secure, modern business. It's how retailers become constantly connecting must-visit shops. How restaurants become reliably up and running neighborhood favorites. How healthcare offices become the data protecting caregivers that we all depend on. And how wealth management firms become cyber securing guardians of your information. With reliable connectivity, enhanced cybersecurity, and Wi-Fi backup, your business can stay connected and get threat ready with Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with our reliable business internet. Plus, stay connected when you add Wi-Fi backup for just $35 a month and ask about a $500 prepaid card on a qualifying gig bundle. Call today. Restrictions apply. Wireless Connect requires business internet for additional monthly charge. Taxes and other fees extra. Prepaid card offer ends 11/16/25.
On Casey and Company, it's 7:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Right, so the backup on the west side on the inner loop now has loosened up a little bit. There may have been an incident there temporarily on the inner loop under the bridge at I-70. The left-hand lane about 10 minutes ago had come to a stop. But right now, it looks better through there, getting better back at Route 40, and a little better coming up the hill towards Frederick Road. Also looked up just above there from the overpass at Dogwood Road, which is above Security Boulevard, and a lot better now all the way up and including the ramps at Liberty Road. So we're making a little progress there. The outer loop is slow with the normal delay south of 795. The inner loop now, there are going to be some areas as you're traveling over, not so much right here at Park Heights Avenue, but towards 83, and as you're going around the Beltway over towards York Road and over to the Parkville side, bright sunshine will be a factor. Now, Newark in the city on the southeast side, O'Donnell Street at Clinton Street. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We are looking at a very chilly start to the day. After that, plenty of sunshine with highs ending up in the very cool low and mid-60s. Clear skies will follow tonight with even colder temperatures as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. So was the trade that sent Odafe Owe out west in exchange for Aloe Gilman a wake-up call of some sort for the Ravens players? Here's head coach John Harbaugh.
Guys understand that it's pro football. I believe they do. And this is how it works. And there's always moving parts. Opportunities are created. And
so let's go to the locker room for player reaction. First, here's 13-year veteran Kyle Van Noy.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely got to go with the wake-up call. I can't control those things. I can only control what I do on the football field, as well as be able to communicate to help others around me.
Later on, it was Zay Flowers asked about it.
It was definitely a shock to me. Like, love Dafe. Love him. Great player, and I wish him good luck over there. But like, we got some guys that came in with some familiar, like some new faces, but familiar that we played before. And I think they're great players, too. And we just trying to win.
Just trying to win a game. Both Gilman and C.J. Gardner-Johnson were full goes yesterday in practice for Baltimore, but 11 players were either limited or DNPs, including Lamar, Roquan Smith, and Marlon Humphrey. An interesting match brewing this weekend in College Park as Maryland's dominant defense takes on Nebraska's sophomore phenom quarterback Dylan Raiola. 12 touchdowns, just two picks for Raiola, a top 10 quarterback in the country. Here's Terps inside linebacker Cam Rice.
Yeah, they got a lot of pride in their quarterback. The offense kind of runs through him. So we need to, like you said, pass rush is going to be really important, affecting him, get him off his game, and stopping the run whenever they run the ball.
Maryland leads the Big Ten and ranks second in the nation with 9 interceptions on the year. They also lead the Big Ten and rank 4th nationally with 3.8 sacks per game. Meanwhile, rumors are swirling in Chapel Hill that Carolina is in talks with head football coach Bill Belichick on renegotiating the Grumpers' buyout terms in an effort to make them more friendly for the school. ESPN's Paul Feinbaum had this piece of advice for the 73-year-old.
It feels like the end is near for Bill Belichick. And by the way, I would suggest to Bill he would be smart to quit now before his legacy gets worse and he becomes even more humiliated.
That's what I said yesterday and completely agree. The time now is 7:37. When we return, who doesn't have an opinion on Bad Bunny?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Psychoanalyzing you now, I've come to find out.
You know two things about me.
Well, you hate the Browns and you hate Belichick.
Right?
And the fact that Belichick once coached for the Browns is now pouring gasoline on your fire.
Well,
your Belichick bias is showing here a little bit this morning.
No, look, it's a story that I'm covering.
I know. You're covering with great delight and glee.
Yeah.
I can see it. The smile on your face is a mile wide.
Hey.
The point being is it's exactly what they want. They want Belichick to quit and see he's a failure in college. So he's not. Belichick, you say a lot of things about him. He's not a quitter.
No.
Okay?
Not a quitter.
I'll tell you two things about him. Accomplished. First off, he loved the Naval Academy. He loves lacrosse. He's got a lot of great things going for him. I understand people say he only was successful because of Tom Brady, but you also have to have a defense to go along with that quarterback who is wildly successful. So, you give him props. He's a great NFL. He's a Hall of Fame coach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
And I know you don't like to admit that.
So you're questioning my integrity, basically.
No, I'm not questioning your integrity. I'm questioning people are telling him he should quit now.
Well, I didn't say he should.
I didn't say you did.
Right.
But,
Paul Feinbaum.
You found somebody in the country that said that he should.
Look, I'll admit, we all do. We all have our personal biases.
Yes.
You know I don't like the Browns.
Right.
You know I love it when the Yankees lose. Okay, and you know that I'm not a Bill Belichick fan.
Right.
Now, for me, a part of that Bill Belichick thing is a personal thing. As the story I've told you on the air before, when he dissed me and my son, okay, now I'm not going to let that get into my broadcasting career, okay,
right.
I understand. But no, I'm not a big fan of Bill Belichick,
okay.
And I'm just sorry to say.
All right.
So, whatever. Anyway, listen, we don't have time now, but Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, you know how straight-laced he is.
Yes.
Okay. He was asked about Bad Bunny.
Right.
And he said, no, that's not a good idea. His recommendation would be Lee Greenwood to do the to do halftime, which is great, like if you're patriotic and all that kind of stuff. But Lee Greenwood at halftime of the Super Bowl, that's not going to work.
I think, what's his name? The Rams running back.
Eric Dickerson?
Dickerson.
From way back.
Yeah, from way back. Eric Dickerson said, get him out of here. Lot of the NFL players say
about Bad Bunny.
They don't want Bad Bunny. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing rumors, and these are just rumors right now, that Bad Bunny might get bounced, and Stevie Nicks may become the new halftime performer.
Really?
I'm hearing just rumors.
Stevie Nicks.
Stevie Nicks.
I would vote for that.
Yeah.
Right. One of my favorite bands.
Uh-huh. All right, Gary, see you in a couple, 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Again, since we have another embarrassing moment with the State Board of Elections, this with the serial con man, fraud artist, Ian Roberts, who ended up being Baltimore principal and the superintendent of schools out in Des Moines. Kate Sullivan is the director of Secure the Vote. She actually was having a meeting with the State Board of Elections when the news broke that Ian Roberts was registered to vote here in Maryland.
As they were saying the state of their rolls were wonderful, the story of Ian Roberts broke, that there is, in fact, a non-citizen on the roll. Something they have said over and over again does not happen.
Yeah. Well, the State Board of Elections said the review of the information did not show any voting history for any individual with the name Ian Andre Roberts in Maryland, but that doesn't mean he wasn't registered to vote. Now, maybe he personally did not vote in Maryland. There's no voting history there, but he was registered. That's apparent the case here. But what's even more problematic than that is the registration rate here in Maryland. The folks that are a voting age population, the registration rate in 2024 was 96% of the citizen voting age population. 96%. In 2022, it was 94%. So it's growing each and every year. And Sullivan says that's a problem.
I think that is a terribly high number. We have always said that it is never about the specific number. We understand that voter rolls fluctuate daily. The State Board of Election does do maintenance processes. We know that. We just feel that they could be doing a better job if they looked to other people to sort of give them input. Because what they're doing right now is clearly not working.
Yeah, one of the problems is you can register to vote in the state of Maryland at the age of 16, okay? But you can't vote until you're 18. Who's enforcing that? How do they know? I mean, you don't get placed in the book, as they say, in the voter registration book, until you're 18. Is that actually being enforced? Is anybody auditing that to make sure that's not happened? Do we have any instances of 16-year-old? Well, we know we have the illegal aliens voting. We know we have dead voters. We have duplicate voters. We have all sorts of voters in Maryland. Are 16-year-olds voting? Sullivan says it's the process. Not so much Roberts in this particular case, but it's the entire process being called into question.
I would love to see the state Board of Elections really take an honest look at their processes. That, to us, is more important than answering the one question about Ian Roberts. We know that problems will happen, mistakes will happen. We're just more interested in the process that led to that mistake.
Well, there's the first problem is using the phrase honest look with anything to do with Maryland politics, including the State Board of Elections. But I just think it was a mistake to put motor voter in place. And it was also a mistake to allow 16-year-olds to register to vote.
Absolutely.
Again, the system worked wonderfully for so many years prior, waiting till you were 18. It was a rite of passage. Now, again, this is ripe for fraud. And I think, and this is why Judicial Watch and others, Maryland is going to be sued because of the failure to purge the voter rolls and do stuff, crazy stuff like this. 743, we do need a contestant. By the way, our last winner was Jay Gillis. Jay Gillis was the winner of our family four-pack of tickets in Maryland Fall Home and Garden Craft Show at the Timonium Fairgrounds. Now we need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. First caller to reserve her spot, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Good luck. Traffic weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker has the update.
And we're brought to you as a service of the Liberty Ship John W. Brown, docked at the Inner Harbor. There are several minor accidents over near the tunnel thruway, O'Donnell Street at Clinton Street, Pulaski Highway at I-95, and Ponca Street at Interstate Avenue. They're all minor, but they're right in that area where 95 and 895 kind of all come together. Delays now at both the tunnels, now up to the 25 to 30-minute range, with the backups going back towards the city-county line. So again, that's in the normal range for this time of the morning. JFX, no incidents there so far. The Beltway is slow with the normal delays. Some areas now that the sun is coming up a little higher, we'll start to see a little more impact with the bright sunshine, especially if you're traveling south and east through the area. Join us aboard the Baltimore ghost ship SS John W. Brown for an unforgettable experience filled with history and spooky surprises. Great fun for the entire family for Halloween. It's each Friday and Saturday in October. Stop by, get all the information, BaltimoreGhostShip.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start to the day, but we get lots of sunshine, 65 for the high overnight, back down into the low 40s. And right now we're 48 and sunny in 749 in Middle River. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We have a WCBM glass. It can be used for adult beverages, or if you like soda or iced tea, whatever the case may be. It's got a nice WCBM logo on it, and our contestant today is Jessica, and I understand Jessica has her son with her. Good morning, Jessica and son.
Hi, good morning.
And your son's name?
Jake.
Jake?
Jake, yeah.
Jessica and Jake, welcome. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I think last.
All right, well, good luck. Here are your three stories. Story one, a Rutgers University professor who has been nicknamed Dr. Antifa announced over the weekend he would move his classes to online and relocate to Europe following the fact that Turning Point USA tried a campus movement to remove him, and the fact that President Trump has just launched an Antifa roundtable to track down the domestic terrorists and find out who's funding them and remove them. Story two, police in Florida are booking a 51-year-old guy into jail. They put him through an X-ray machine, realized he had a full-size thermos up his rear end.
Oh, my.
They say
without the cork.
They say it's the biggest item they've ever seen someone try to smuggle in to jail.
Okay.
I want to be there when they take it out.
Story two. No, three, I'm sorry.
Story,
sorry I distracted you.
Oregon is moving to ban social media for children under 15. Oregon Governor Tina Kotek said online platforms are stealing our children's childhood. Speaking at the press conference, Kotek said the state would propose a ban that also gives parents the option to approve social media use starting at the age of 13. Is it story one? Dr. Antifa is getting out of Dodge. Story two, man has thermos. And before he goes to jail.
No soup for you.
And story three, Oregon says they're now going to ban social media for users under the age of 15. All right, we will start with Mr. Whitaker this morning. Again.
One, please.
All right, he's one for Dr. Antifa. Kristen?
That's the only one I'm sure must be true. And I'm between the other two. But I think, I don't know what it says about me or the world, but I think the Oregon social media story is the least likely. So I'm saying three.
All right, Kristen goes for three. Maggie?
I go with three as well.
Maggie also goes with three.
She and wants Jessica, two to be true.
Jessica and Jake.
I think three.
You're going to vote for three?
Yeah.
All right. Jake, do you agree?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Just want to make sure.
Good man.
You know, because, you know.
Agree.
So you could take the Chuck Whitaker excuse and say that you were forced to vote for something you didn't want to. All right.
Don't scare him in the race. You know, I'll leave him alone.
Story number two.
I'm old, leave me alone.
Story number two. Look, it's anything can happen in Florida, including a thermos up there, and that is a true story.
Holy smoke.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something real quick about that story. The sheriff, Grady Judd.
Chuck, where were you?
He said, is he drinking out of a thermos? He said, it looked just like this one, but not this one.
Oh, no.
Grady, you got to love Grady Judd.
The question is, was it a short and wide one, or was it a really long thermos?
It was 6 inches.
Okay.
Right. Wasn't too wide.
That's a mini thermos. That's a thermostat.
You know what they say? When it got it out, damn near killed him.
Story number one, Chuck. Dr. Antifa is a true story.
No.
Story three is our fake news story. So Jessica, Jake, Kristen, and Maggie are all winners today. We'll put you on hold, Jessica, tell you how to get your prize.
All right.
Congratulations.
I'm going to go out and get a thermos.
Okay.
Speaking I'll never of, carry one again.
Speaking of rear ends, you're bringing up the rear again.
That's
on,
nice.
On this one, Mr.
Nice.
Thermos Johnson.
Hot or cold, like the insulated, or
how does it know?
I hope it wasn't hot.
Cold might even be worse.
Don't.
Yeah, maybe change your voice.
Wake up. Here's your wake up call.
All right, Chuck. See you in a couple.
All right.
The best of Casey and Company available each and every day at WCBM.com on our Rumble and Facebook page is brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k x-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
7:52, 8 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Coming up, we're going to be talking about how the left and the Democrat Party, which has now become the party of political violence, how they've completely destroyed our criminal justice system. We heard the story of Logan Federico, right? That perpetrator that brutally executed her had been arrested 39 times, 25 felonies, and was out on cashless bail. We have an illegal alien from El Salvador who only got 1 year in prison after killing a University of South Carolina student. We have a 64-year-old man beaten to death on a New York City subway by a sword-wielding monster with 33 prior arrests. That happened this week in New York City, and it's only going to get worse with Mamdani and the left in charge. We have a grand jury here in Maryland who's indicted the man, illegal alien Hugo Hernandez Mendez, in the murder of 19-year-old Dakara Thompson of Prince George's County. So the opening of our borders, the cashless bail, the bleeding heart do-gooder leftist judges, the parole boards, et al., the entire system is broken, and we got a long way to go to fix it. So that's coming up, along with more problems for Jay Jones. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Mo Johnson.
Northbound 95, Route 24. I'm sure that construction area is there. They block the right lane. They work during the rush hour, and they give us a backup as you're coming north from Mountain Road in Harford County. Looking at the JFX now, still running just fine right here at the city-county line. A lot of slow traffic out there on the Beltway, and most of the area is very slow and even fighting the bright sunshine. 895, looking at that southbound now, and that's backed up beyond the ramp and the bridge at Pulaski Highway. I'm just very quickly going to go over here towards the Fort McHenry Tunnel, and it looks like here, let me just look at Moravia Road. Yeah, okay. So it's Moravia Road, City County Line. 30-minute delays right now, southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, sunny today, 65 the expected high, sunny right now, 49 in the city, and it is 46 in Reisterstown. We have ongoing battles with ICE. Of course, ICE agents under the color of authority. It is the law of the land that if you're in this country illegally, you can be removed and should be removed because you've broken. Breaking into the country is a misdemeanor the first time. The second time, it is a felony. If you're in the country illegally and you commit a crime, that's the priority that you should be deported, and many of them are. So far, the Trump administration has removed 2.2 million illegal aliens from this country, either through self-deportation or through actual physical deportation. That's a pace for roughly close to 3 million by the end of the year. And if they, I think they're going to have to do more because that's 12 million over his first term, and Biden and his ilk let in 20 million. So we got a long way to go. And I think we have to do e-verification for all employers, public, private. All employers have to verify that you're a citizen. And if you're not a citizen, you don't get work. You don't get a job, period. And then they'll go home. And again, more jobs for us and less jobs for them, and they go home. And again, we have J.B. Pritzker, the governor of Illinois, who doesn't like ICE, doesn't like President Trump, and is watching as they just arrested a gangbanger in his city that took out a $10,000 hit on the Border Patrol agent Greg Bovino. And he did nothing. He is not lifting a finger to help ICE, as you know. Somebody gave the order for the Chicago PD to stand down when ICE agents, federal agents, were in trouble. And now, of course, the superintendent said, no, it wasn't us. It was a miscommunication. You know where that came from. I know where it came from. Police commissioners serve at the pleasure of the mayor. So when the police commissioner says, stand down, or clear out. It's coming from Pritzker, who's still calling Trump a Nazi.
What I know is, in the early days of the Nazi regime, they started slowly but surely taking away people's rights. And what we're seeing now is the very same thing. They've gone into cities now with the military. Think about that. In your lifetime, have you ever seen anything like that, where the President of the United States is sending military or troops dressed as military, ICE and CBP, in camouflage with automatic weapons into our major cities? It's wrong. And indeed, especially at a time when it's the President of the United States who's causing the mayhem on the ground. We've actually done very well in Chicago bringing down crime.
That's got to be the funniest thing, but actually the saddest I've ever heard. Again, there have been, there was 25 people, 30 people shot, 5 killed just last weekend. There have been over 1,500 non-fatal shootings in Chicago. About 300 deaths already this year. President Trump says he thinks both the mayor, Brandon Johnson, and the governor of Illinois, J.B. Pritzker, that they should be arrested.
And when you have a group of people where the police call off the safety for ICE officials, I've understood that, and I've read it today in numerous journals, that that's illegal. What they did is I guess it was ICE, Christie, right? They were under threat, and the police were helping beautifully, and it was fine, and then all of a sudden, a woman was on the line saying, everybody, move back, get out. Get out. And they were given an order by the second person in the police department, and the governor knew about it, the mayor knew about it. I understand that's a criminal offense.
Yeah, if it's a criminal offense. Look, if you're not, again, you've got three choices here. You could aid and abet ICE and work with them to remove the most dangerous gangbangers from the Latin Kings, MS-13, you name it. From the cartels, get them off the streets of Chicago, and also the repeat violent offenders that are making it. You could do that, or you could do nothing and just be callous and insensitive to the deaths that are occurring in your city and state each and every day. Or you could actually aid and abet the cartels and the criminals. And that's what Pritzker's doing, Brandon Johnson is doing, and I think that's where President Trump's saying this could be a criminal offense. By the way, Pope Leo is turning out to be another wokester. He is now going to ask American bishops to speak out against ICE and mass deportations in their homilies this coming Sunday. Over the next month or so, he has expressed desire U.S. Bishops Conference would speak strongly on this issue. And again, I guess they're not going to speak strongly on the illegal aliens like the one that killed Dakara Thompson in Prince George's County. I guess we'll kind of just gloss over that one, right? It's 8 o'clock. Coming up next, Maryland delegate says school funding is fiscally irresponsible.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump hails it as a great day, not only for Arabs and Israelis, but for people the world over. Mr. Trump announcing Israel and Hamas have signed off on the first phase of his Gaza peace plan, calling for a ceasefire and the return of the hostages by Monday.
At the White House, President Trump.
Yeah, I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East.
Later, Trump posted that Israel and Hamas have agreed to pause the fighting and release at least some hostages and prisoners, calling it the first steps toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace that he says will result in the release of all the remaining hostages. Still, Hamas says it's seeking firm guarantees from mediators that Israel won't resume its military campaign in Gaza after the militant group releases those hostages. But Trump says,
we're going to get peace in the Middle East. That's what we want to do.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
And the president hopes to visit the Middle East on Sunday or Monday. War of words between the president and Democrat leaders in Illinois is escalating as Mr. Trump deploys a National Guard to return law and order to Chicago despite stiff resistance from the Democrats.
The president wrote online that Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, both Democrats, should be jailed for opposing his deployment of National Guard troops to Chicago. Chicago. He claimed that they're failing to protect ICE officers. National Guard troops from Texas are now positioned outside Chicago, despite a lawsuit by the state and city to block their deployment. Greg Clugston, Washington.
What began as a report of shoplifting ended in a shootout. It left two Pennsylvania state troopers seriously wounded and a suspect dead. Happened last evening in Franklin County in south central Pennsylvania. Watching Wall Street, the Dow futures are up 23 points, the Nasdaq futures down 7 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But what if you could get both? Why not? Especially when it comes to health care, and that is MediShare. You get both. Many families save $500 a month with MediShare, and that's huge. But it's also true that people wind up way more satisfied, too. We know this from research of members. There's a lot they like about MediShare, but especially they love being part of something they believe in. And MediShare works, too. It has for more than 30 years. There are hundreds of thousands of members who love having telehealth if they need it. They love the huge PPO network. So, yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or you're part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price in 2 minutes. Here's the number. Call 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
Good morning. You're on the morning drive with Casey and Company. It's 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We mentioned earlier some of the areas now traveling south and east into the area with the clear skies, bright sunshine will have an impact on your travel, so be prepared for that. Just looking at the backups at both the Harbor Tunnels and still being delayed right there at the city-county line, both on 95 and 895, and from that point into the Fort McHenry Tunnel and in through 895 towards Child Street, 30 minutes at least for that delay southbound. JFX, you're still running okay. Beltway has all the normal delays. Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, and on the west side, 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, we are looking at a very chilly start to the day. After that, plenty of sunshine with highs ending up in the very cool low and mid-60s. Clear skies will follow tonight with even colder temperatures as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 50 degrees in Millersville and 50 in Choppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Maryland Attorney General's Office will be looking into last night's barricade situation and shooting in Baltimore County. Attorney General Anthony Brown posted a message on X saying the Independent Investigations Division was on the scene of a police-involved shooting in the 2100 block of Lark Hall Road in Dundalk. There are no additional details at this time. The Baltimore Police Department continues to investigate yesterday's mass overdose incident in Penn North. Shortly before noon, first responders saw several people who appeared to be overdosing and Narcan was administered. A total of 11 people were affected, and a woman and six men between the ages of 30 and 60 were taken to hospitals. They are expected to survive. The overdoses happened in the same area where more than two dozen people overdosed in July. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick three was 131. The pick four, 3862. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Paycheck replacement is the concept many investors preparing for retirement are considering. A competitive fixed income annuity with guaranteed lifetime income benefits may be part of a successful retirement plan. Many options are available, some that offer bonuses. For more information, dial 410-230-1820. Please leave your name, address, telephone number, and email address. All annuities involve fees, surrender charges, and potential tax implications. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's financial strength. Call 410-230-1820 for this important information. 410-230-1820. Securities offered through Aegis Capital Corp., member FINRA/SIPC. Guarantees are subject to the insurer's claims paying ability. Bonus credits may be offset by higher fees or reduced benefits. Past performance is not indicative of future results.
Now,
Gary Stein on sports.
The 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. One of the enduring images from the Texans game this past Sunday that will live in Ravens fans' minds was the deep ball that Rashad Bateman appeared to give up on. That was late in the game, turned into an interception for Cooper Rush. Bateman explained yesterday that it wasn't quite that way.
Oh, I looked up for the ball. It wasn't there. I looked down. I thought he threw it away. And, you know what I'm saying, it was too late by time. Trying to catch up to the ball, so I apologize for what it looked like to the fans, but it wasn't a give up on the ball. If anything, I wanted a little more, so you know what I'm saying, to help this team win games and to whatnot. So you know what I'm saying, I just got to keep running.
And season opener for the Caps last night in D.C. They took on the Bruins, but they were not ready for what Boston had to give.
There's Pastrnak with some space. McAvoy to the net. They find Lindholm.
Brendan Burke had the call on TBS. Elias Lindholm's power play goal with 12 minutes to go broke a 1-1 tie, and the Bruins go on to win it 3-1 was the final. MLB playoffs continued last night. Three survivors, the Tigers, the Cubs, and the Phillies, they forge on, but one does not.
Jeff Hoffman trying to finish the job. His 1-2 pitch. There it is! The Toronto Blue Jays have punched their ticket to the championship series.
Joe Davis with the call on FS1. The Jays reached the ALCS for the first time since 2016. 5-2 was the final last night against New York. Coming up in 30 minutes, it's half a dozen teams now for Joe Flacco. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And coming up in this hour, we're going to look at several things. And Mackenzie Frost is going to be with us right after the 8:30 news, talking about the foster care system as she goes in-depth tonight. We led with that at 6 o'clock. We had it in our 6 o'clock hour. Also, if you have a child that's a Swiftie, it's a Taylor Swift fan. She got a brand new album out. You're going to want to be very careful. The lyrics of some of these songs are not suitable for young children, especially a bunch of 12, 13-year-olds. So we'll share that with you coming up. And, of course, the top story here is that Maryland Delegate April Rose is now saying that the way we fund our public schools here in Maryland is fiscally irresponsible. I would say it's intentional theft. I mean, I just think that these, either that or somebody really has screwed up the entire system. Of course, teachers unions are being blamed. Maybe it's a bureaucratic incompetence. Maybe it's the lack of clear instructions on how to code ghost students. And let me tell you what's happening is the Inspector General, Rick Henry, is suggesting that that's where Chris Pabst of Project Baltimore got the figure from, of nearly $1 billion going to students who aren't there, whose whereabouts are unknown in the city school system. And, of course, on September 30th, once a year, is when we determine who gets the money in the state of Maryland, unlike other states. Let me tell you what other states do. In Florida, they take enrollment twice a year, in October and in Florida, to determine school funding. In Wisconsin, they fund schools based on a 3-year rolling enrollment average. And in California, they use average daily attendance to calculate how much money a school receives, which is a much more thorough accounting, even in California, a very blue state. We also have a teachers union there as well. So here in Maryland, we're kind of backwards. We're kind of doing it. We're kind of looking the other way. Like, okay, here's the first day of school. Boom, that's it. Done. What happens from here on out? Now Henry's not. They're to MSDE, the Maryland State Department of Education, is questioning the Inspector General. They're saying that His analysis lacks critical context and provides incomplete fiscal impact. And here's the rub. When you're coding funding, it goes on what's called a W50 code. The W50 code stands for whereabouts unknown. Again, we know Chris Pabst had reported that about 5 or 6 years ago, that started about 6,000 students a year whereabouts unknown. It has now blossomed into 11,000 students whereabouts unknown. But the W50 code, according to the Maryland Student Record System manual, stands for not accessing educational services, and that the whereabouts of the majority of these students are known. That's what the Maryland State Department of Education is saying. And the manual states any student whose whereabouts are unknown or whose whereabouts are known but are not in school or an educational program, meaning they know where the student is. For instance, the student ran away or the student was abducted, you know, because that happened every day in the Biden administration. And, of course, you know, some 500,000 children went missing. And that were in schools and here in the United States. So they may or may not know where their whereabouts are, but Henry's arguing that, I'm not saying that you actually got the $1 billion in unjustified funds. He's saying that would be the figure if all students in the whereabouts unknown category were actually funded. So here is our here's the big disagreement is, did they actually receive the $1 billion for the 11,000 students unknown? Or did they receive a portion of that? None of that? And this is why I have been calling for this for decades. That there has to be a forensic audit of every education dollar. Let's start with education, then we'll expand it to the entire state. But every education dollar, which is taxpayer money that is spent or given to Baltimore City or any other school system, should be accounted for as to why or why not it was sent there. That's how you fix the problem. Maybe the Inspector General can grease the skids for us a little bit there. It's 8:13. Traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Jones.
The backup on I-97, the usual delay, but it's a little longer today. It's coming down the hill now from Benfield Boulevard all the way to the split right here at I-97 and Route 32. So it's taking a little longer to get through there. After that, and then down through the bridge at 178, it's okay there. But boy, there's a lot of sunshine right there, and you have that pretty much all the way down to the ramp at Route 50. Everything is good at the Bay Bridge, 3 lanes west, 2 lanes eastbound, all open, no problems at the Severn River Bridge. And we're clear through parole for the ramp traffic there at 50 and 450. Both sides of the roadway are open. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start, sunny day, 65 today, back down into the low 40s tonight. And then we're looking at some rain Saturday night. And then Sunday night, we're keeping an eye on a nor'easter, which could bring some heavy rains and winds Sunday night into Monday morning rush hour, which is, at this point, does not look like it's going to be too pretty. 50 right now and sunny in the city. It's 48 in Forest Hill. And it is time once again for our America 250 celebration. the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, Maryland, comes your America 250 update. It was on this day in 1779, the siege of Savannah, Georgia, during the American Revolutionary War. The Continental Army General, you'll recognize the name, Casimir Pulaski, wounded by what was then called grape shot, a type of cluster munition, and unfortunately died 2 days later. We also have this siege of Yorktown occurred on this day in 1781. The American army under the command of George Washington and the French under the Comte de Rochambeau began bombardment of Yorktown, the last battle of the American Revolutionary War. Of course, after that, we saw the surrender of Lord Cornwallis. Just an incredible moment in American history. So that was a couple of big battles. It was on this day in 1936, Hoover Dam, an incredible architectural and engineering feat, began transmitting electricity to Los Angeles. In 1941, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt approved the atomic program that would become known as the Manhattan Project, that would lead to two atomic bombs that eventually would be dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. That ended the war and saved millions of lives. 1991, then President Bush, 41, expressed total confidence in his nominee, Justice Clarence Thomas, after a scandal where a law professor accused him of sexual harassment and inappropriate behavior. Our quote of the day from our founding fathers, this is from our first president and our general that just won those battles at Yorktown and elsewhere, General George Washington. President George Washington said, and I quote, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible," end of quote. So for a lot of the lefties out there, you can't do that, can't mention God. The Creator is mentioned in all our founding documents. It's everywhere you look. And, of course, many of our founding fathers are relying on the providence of God in order to start this this young fledgling nation. 250 years old, coming up next Independence Day. So each and every day we're marking the occasion here on Casey and Company. It's 8:18, 18 minutes after the hour. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, Mackenzie Frost is going to join us. And she's going to talk about going in-depth tonight on, of course, Fox 45, in which the incredible negligence, whether it's criminal, whether it's incompetence, of leaving a 16-year-old who had a history of mental illness by herself in a hotel room, where she then committed suicide, according to the medical examiner. She'll get into that. And still to come, we're going to take a look at how in this state, the General Assembly seems to be very, very pro-criminal. We have some examples of that as well. In the meantime, if you want to call us and weigh in, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@WCBM.com. Or you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Joining us now on our hotline is Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. Good morning, Mark.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. You know, I know you've been helping our listeners, and kind of last time we spoke, you told me you're talking to more people that are having cash flow issues. So what are some of the things that you're hearing?
I mean, a lot of people I talk with are just getting worn down by the high cost of everything. I mean, it's been going on for a while now. People just keep, you know, the prices are outpacing their income. And then I have all my clients that still have a mortgage, and that payment hits at the beginning of the month, and right away they're already playing catch up because that payment is taking such a big chunk of their income. And then I'm seeing a lot of callers right now that are just outliving their savings and investments. And, you know, they did all the right things. They saved, they planned, but the money they put away is just running low. I mean, for all the calls I get, I mean, it's all about cash flow. It really is. I mean, you know, there's just not enough income coming in each month. And, you know, if you find yourself in that situation, you know, a reverse mortgage can be a great way to get the money you need to stay in the home without a monthly payment.
Yeah, don't get all stressed out and carry that burden of how you're going to make ends meet when there might be a great financial vehicle for you. You know, a lot of people still have a bad taste in their mouth when it comes to reverse mortgages. So how are they different now from what people might remember in the past?
I mean, they're a lot different. I mean, like any financial product, I mean, reverse mortgages were far from perfect when they first came out. I mean, and over time, you know, lessons are learned. And in 2014, the federal government really overhauled the program. I mean, making it much safer and more secure. I mean, this isn't the reverse mortgage you heard about years ago. They really did a good job of, you know, tightening up a lot of the loose ends and making it much more safer.
Indeed. And so if someone listening right now is thinking, well, that sounds like it might be good for me, what should they do? What's the first step?
I mean, like I always say, pick up the phone and give me a call. I mean, don't rely on advice from people who may not understand this loan the way I do. I mean, this is a unique loan. And don't wait too long to make the call. I mean, I say that all the time. Be proactive, because for most of my clients, your income isn't going to change. So you have to do something to bring some more money in. I mean, to give you a quick story, I'm working with a client right now who's being told by everybody, hey, don't do that, don't do that. The problem is the people giving her that advice have plenty of money. They would never. They don't need the reverse mortgage. They don't need the cash flow. So they're not living in her shoes. I mean, this particular client, on the 15th of every month, she's nearly out of money. I mean, she wants to stay in her home, and, you know, that's all she wants to do is stay there. Luckily, she picked up the phone. So now I'm helping her out, and by the beginning of next month, she'll be in a much better financial position. I mean, I'm not here to say this loan is for everybody, but for the right situation, it can be the best solution.
Absolutely. And so for that free in-home consultation, no obligation, where do they call?
410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
All right, Mark, thanks so much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Mark McVary, the reverse mortgage answer man. He's got all the answers. All you got to do is pick up the phone. It doesn't hurt. A phone call does not hurt, and you get all the information that you will need. Coming up, Mackenzie Frost goes in-depth a little bit later on. If you're a mom, you might be worried about if your child, underage child, especially preteen, is a Taylor Swift fan, especially when it comes to the latest album. We'll share that with you in just a second. 8:23, traffic weather on the threes. Thermos Johnson is with us once again. And by the way, Marty says that Thermos incident in Florida has apparently now been rectified.
Well, that's one of the better ones we've heard.
Yes, it is. All right, Chuck, what's happening?
I have a couple of things I would like to say, but I'll just move on. The outer loop on the west side, still there, 795, going down through the ramps at I-70 and Frederick Road and down through there. Typical ride there. The inner loop is a little busy coming up through Route 40, but it's okay. Very slow through Park Heights Avenue towards Greenspring, and the Parkville side, of course, still slow anywhere from Hartford Road around through Providence Road and then Delaney Valley Road over towards 83. Just had a look at the JFX, Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. No major problems there. 895 has been slow, working its way back towards Pulaski Highway and back to Moravia Road. 95 has been very busy again this morning, and I'm just changing the camera there now to go up to check on that at Moravia Road. It's a little better now, so it's not backed up to the city-county line. The pace a little better now moving in, so we're going to say maybe 20 to 25 minutes now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hey, Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Thursday. It's going to be a chilly start, but we start to warm up once the sun is up and now. And, it's already starting to warm up a little bit with a high day about 65. Overnight, back down into the low 40s. And right now, we're looking at still a little bit on the cooler side. Ellicott City is sunny and 49, and we have a 47 in Middle River. It's 8:25. Let's take a phone call here this morning. Ed is in Mount Airy. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning.
Yes, sir.
An idea to save the city of Baltimore a lot of money.
Okay.
We have the cops who count crime stats, count the students, and the school system that counts the students count the crime stats. It would be an amazing change, I believe.
I think you might be right on that. You know, the problem is it's liars figure, figures lie. That's the old one, but it's true, because when you put people in charge, and of course everything gets politicized, and Ned, thanks for the call, everything gets politicized now, and so when you're putting people in with an axe to grind, they want to make sure that their administration looks good. I don't know what numbers you can manipulate to make the Baltimore City education system look good right now, because it's pretty damning. And yes, there are students who go there that learn and graduate and are successful, but I think they would be successful anywhere. I think the problem here is now this is a pretty much a cross-the-board failure for educating the students, funding the students, disciplining the students, you name it. So that's not just blaming the child. That's the system. That's the educators, the administrators, the elected officials, the parents have a big role to play. You know, here in Maryland, recently, we just, about a week in now, we've got 430 new laws. It took effect on October 1st. Many of them were very pro-criminal. I just wanted to mention a few of them. There was the easier expungements. That was the 2025 allows people to pursue the expungement of certain criminal records faster than ever before. Adds driving without a license and using a bad check or stolen credit card to the list of misdemeanor convictions that can be expunged. Oh, never mind. You wrote a bad check or, okay, and then look, there are people that do that accidentally, but there are many people that intentionally do that. Or if you're using a stolen credit card, and that doesn't accidentally happen, okay? If you have a credit card that doesn't have your name on it and you use it, you know it's not yours. So, again, that to me is pro-criminal, much like is the penalties for the use of possession, delivery, or sale of paraphernalia, which has been reduced up to 2 years imprisonment, $2,000 fine. We're now finding out that THC might have been a mistake to legalize recreational marijuana. There's a study that was just out, just published this week, that in all the in fatal crashes with fatalities, that 40% of the drivers had a THC level that was above, that was basically impaired. 40%. I don't know what the exact number is. I have to go back and look at the study. But we knew it's bad enough that we have driving on under the influence or impaired by alcohol. Now we've added to that recreational marijuana. And this new study is very bad. And finally, the Second Look Act, which I think is the most horrific of them all. That allows individuals who committed murders when they were between the ages of 18 and 24 to petition a court for a sentence reduction or release because, in their liberal, sick, and twisted minds, they weren't old enough to know any better. Meanwhile, they also believe elementary kids are old enough to decide on a sex change. That's okay. Yeah, I know.
That's all right.
I want to be, I'm a young boy who wants to be a girl, or a young girl who wants to be a boy. But I know, you know, if I killed somebody when I'm like 15 or 16, I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing. Again, that's in this. That's why I say this state is pro-criminal. It's anti-victim. It's anti-police. And you see in it, in the bills in which they pass. Look it up. The Second Look Act. Is, you know, they say it's intended to address the disproportionate incarceration of black individuals in Maryland. Maybe we ought to look at the disproportionate rate in which blacks commit crimes in Maryland. Is that a fact? Is that a thing? I don't know. I don't have the statistics in front of me. But if you're committing more crimes, then it goes to reason that you'd be going to jail more frequently than any other demographic group. I don't know. I'd like to see some pure stats and analysis of that. And once again, it's who's collecting the stats. But that is just, that's what we have now. You've committed a murder between 18 and 24, and out you go. We're going to put you back out on the streets because you really didn't understand what you were doing. That's the state in which we live, which is, I'm telling you, very, very pro-criminal. I know people have gone through the criminal justice system.
Oh, so do I.
Yeah, and it's not good.
Oh, no.
It is not good, folks. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Maryland's Chris Van Hollen is among a group of U.S. senators urging major utility companies to suspend service shutoffs for federal workers during the government shutdown. The senators say the workers are involuntarily furloughed without pay, and they're also asking utilities to also hold off on penalties for late or missed payments. More than two-thirds of the states have statutes to protect vulnerable populations from utility shutoffs. In Maryland, state law prohibits public utilities from cutting service to involuntarily furloughed federal workers, but not all states have protections. The Baltimore City District Courthouse on East Fayette Street will be closing for good on Friday. The court will reopen on October 14th at its new location at 500 North Calvert Street. All judges, commissioners, and judiciary employees will be moving to the new location. The commissioner's centralized application station at 1 North Charles Street will remain open to the public through this Sunday, October 12th. And beginning today, a 3/5 scale replica of the Vietnam Veterans Memorial in Washington, D.C. will be on display in Carroll County. The traveling memorial wall is set up at the New Windsor Fire Department Carnival Grounds until Monday morning with an opening ceremony taking place today. The wall lists the names of more than 58,000 service members killed during the Vietnam War. The free exhibit will be open 24 hours a day. And Baltimore is ranked second best among 100 cities for its public health-centered approaches to violence intervention and prevention. And that's according to the Community Justice Action Fund's 2024 Violence Prevention Index report. This year's score is 13 points higher than the city's 2023 score of 72. In 2024, Baltimore saw a 23% drop in homicides and a 34% decline in non-fatal shootings due to investments in community violence intervention, focused deterrence, and trauma support resources. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hello, I'm Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante of Bel Air. We are proud and thankful for being selected by the Baltimore Sun as the best Italian restaurant and the best caterer in the area. We are grateful for your support and pledge to continue to strive to meet your every need. Liberatore's Ristorante is a family-owned restaurant where we treat our customers as family. Great food, great service, great ambiance. Come and join our family. For the best food in the area, visit Liberatore's.com.
Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville offers high-end luxury and quality at very affordable prices. Their beautiful showroom in Jarrettsville is a great place to shop and pick the one that's just right for you. You'll get quality appliances backed by the very best installation and service. Remember, if it cools, freezes, washes, dries, or bakes, sizzles, or air fries, you'll find it all at Jarvis. Go to JarvisAppliance.com. That's JarvisAppliance.com. Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville.
WCBM News Time, 8:33. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Both the tunnels still busy southbound. Not as bad a backup as we had in the last 35 minutes or so, but still backed up 20 minutes or so southbound. The right tube is a little bit slow coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel, especially in the right lane. I've been looking down towards 395. I don't see anything there, but as you're coming out of the tube on the right side, just before the Key Highway area, it's been a little bit slow, and it's because the backup here is on the ramp at Key Highway. Unexplained why, but that ramp is solid as you're coming off of 95 into Hanover Street and trying to get into the southern part of the area. So that's the reason that the right lane is slow coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We'll track that down if we can. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, we are looking at a very chilly start to the day. After that, plenty of sunshine with highs ending up in the very cool low and mid-60s. Clear skies will follow tonight with even colder temperatures as lows drop back into the low 40s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
The 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. You probably didn't know who Alohi Gilman even was until the last couple of days, but you do now. The Ravens safety acquired by Baltimore in the trade on Tuesday. Here's Gilman in the Ravens locker room on what he brings to the table for Baltimore.
You know, just being a playmaker out there, bringing instincts and, you know, passion to the game. I think, obviously, like I said, I got some chemistry with Kyle.
Kyle Hamilton, they were both teammates at Notre Dame. Meanwhile, Ravens head coach John Harbaugh at the mic saying trading Odafe Owe for Gilman isn't something the Ravens took lightly.
He's a good player. I mean, a really good player who was a first-round pick who was playing well. And just had to wait out, all things considered. There's three or four other factors involved in it, too. But
among those factors were money and the future. Both players will be free agents next year. Owe playing on a $13 million contract this year. Gilman on a $3.5 million deal. Elsewhere in the NFL, Bengals head coach Zach Taylor has named Joe Flacco as his starting quarterback on Sunday. It'll be the sixth team that Flacco starts for in the NFL. That'll be the most all-time for a Super Bowl-winning quarterback. Flacco had been tied at five teams with former
former Ravens quarterback Trent Dilfer. Everyone seems to have an opinion on the NFL selecting Bad Bunny to headline their Super Bowl 60 halftime show. Yesterday, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson, walking the rotunda floor, was asked what he thought.
There's so many eyes on the Super Bowl, a lot of young, impressionable children, and I think, in my view, you would have Lee Greenwood or role models doing that, not somebody like this.
I'm not sure about Lee Greenwood, but I am pretty sure not Bad Bunny. MLB playoffs last night. Yanks were eliminated by the Blue Jays, while the Tigers force a Friday night Game 5 in Seattle. Meanwhile, in the National League, the Phillies hanging on for dear life, down 2-0 to L.A.
At a three-run fourth, and now Schwarber, a high towering fly ball. That one is deep. Hernandez will watch it fly. It's another bomb. Kyle Schwarber has done it again.
Brian Anderson with the call on TNT. Schwarber's second of the night. That one off future Hall of Famer Clayton Kershaw in a five-run eighth that broke it open. The Phillies 8-2 over the Dodgers game four tonight in Los Angeles. Birthdays today. Happy birthday to two former University of Maryland hoop stars. Keith Booth turns 51 today, born in Baltimore in 1974. Juan Dixon turns 47 today, born in Baltimore on this day in 1978. And also, former Oriole infielder Brian Roberts turns 48 years old today. Time now is 8:37, and that is Stein on Sports.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
It's 8:37, time once again for Mackenzie Frost going in-depth. That's being brought to you by Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air, where family, faith, and fair service come first. Good morning, Mackenzie.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Doing fine. So tonight on In Depth at 5 o'clock on Fox 45, you're going to delve deeper into this horrific tragedy of a 16-year-old Kenia Ward who had a history of mental illness that was left alone, unsupervised, by an unlicensed provider in a hotel room in downtown Baltimore, and she took her own life, according to the medical examiner. What else can you tell us?
Yeah, it's really a very tragic story all around. It's something that, you know, is a family's worst nightmare, really, and kind of underscores a lot of the flaws and the problems within the foster care system, and something that advocates have been telling me as I've been digging into this and our investigation has kind of unfolded over the last couple of weeks. Advocates say that they have been sounding the alarm about some of these problems for years. And I spoke with one advocate who said, unfortunately, they believe that this death was preventable had people listened and took action earlier. And that's just something that, you know, you don't want to hear in a situation like this.
Yeah, and I understand the mother. She lived with the mother and the grandmother, and they tried to do the best they could for her, but her mental illness just apparently was too much for them. And so she put her in state custody, thinking that that would be the best place for her. But how does it happen that a young girl with a history of mental illness who had attempted suicide once before was allowed to be unsupervised and with drugs that could and did end up taking her life?
I know, and to be in a hotel room alone, right? I mean, I think that is one of the biggest unanswered questions that we have 3 weeks later, especially as we have more information coming out and details surrounding the history that she had with mental health and her struggles. I don't really know the answer to that, and that's one of the things that we're trying to get the Department of Human Services to clarify here, right? And, you know, one of the other things we found out is the state waited 2 days to suspend contracts with this third-party vendor after Kenia Ward died in the hotel. And she died on September 22nd. We broke the story on September 24th And that was the date that the state paused the contracts with this third-party vendor. And they never answered my questions about why they seemingly waited 2 days to do that. It almost feels like they waited to get caught. And that's something that raises a lot of questions about what was going on within DHS.
Yeah, and as to that vendor, I know you've made an attempt to contact them and with no success because they're not talking. But have you been able to confirm that they were unlicensed?
So it's a little complicated because according to the Department of Human Services, they don't fall under their purview of licensing and managing because they aren't a residential care provider. So under their umbrella, they don't fall under that licensing aspect of it, so they didn't need a license for them. I'm trying to figure out if they had any sort of license to do anything when it comes to one-on-one services. It's unclear what type of license they would have to begin with to provide these type of services, whether it's, you know, I honestly, I'm not even quite sure. These are questions that we've asked the Department of Human Services for several days, and they have ignored us. So outside of the fact that they don't fall under their purview, so they basically said it's not our problem, we don't have any answers.
It would seem to me that the Department of Human Services would require all vendors to be licensed that are dealing with foster children. The location, yeah, the location shouldn't matter, whether it's in home or whether it's in a hotel. And I understand that the number, I think it's close to 4,000 foster children, and what they have, like 300 that have to be placed outside of the home. So, but why would they have different requirements for different locations?
That is a great question, and it opens the door for situations like this. And when it comes to the various vendors, you know, I think that it raises questions of the background checks, and, you know, it goes back to that audit that we reported on almost a month ago now, 3.5-4 weeks ago, on September 17th, that showed the SSA was placing kids in hotels with unlicensed vendors. And that's exactly, seemingly, that's exactly what happened in this situation. And then it turned into an absolute tragedy for any family in the state of Maryland.
All right, more coming up with Mackenzie Frost as she goes in-depth tonight. Brought to you by Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air, where family faith and fair service come first. It's time for traffic and weather on the threes. Update now with Chuck Whitaker.
95 coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. The right tube is still slow, and we were kind of looking down the line to see where it was backing up from. The exit ramp to Key Highway, the ramp to McComas Street, backed up. We don't know why. We haven't had any reports of any accidents or any problems, but it is definitely slow, keeping the right tube slow as well. 95 going out of the city down towards Arbutus and into Howard County. No problems there. The Sky Ramp is also slow on 95 North. That's the big ramp that brings you into Camden Yards and into the Convention Center. Maybe something going on downtown that's bringing in some heavy traffic, but right now that one interchange right there coming into the Convention Center and Camden Yards. You have backups on both sides. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start. Sunny today, 65. It's sunny and 50 in Bel Air, 52 in the city on our Newsmaker hotline. Fox 25's Mackenzie Frost going in-depth tonight at 5 on this horrific story of 16-year-old Kenia Ward, who had a history of mental illness and was left alone in a hotel room where she took her life with something akin to Benadryl. And now that her life, her death has been ruled a suicide, Mackenzie, that ends the official BPD investigation. Should the Attorney General of Maryland, should there be another body or entity to investigate what the heck is going on at DHS?
I mean, I think that that is something that lawmakers are kind of asking themselves as well. It goes back to what the findings of the audit kind of found a couple of weeks ago, I think. But if you look at what the Office of Legislative Audits found in an unrelated, the transportation audit, and there were some serious questions about financial, you know, management, the AG's office said that there was nothing for them to do. So if they didn't find anything for them to investigate with that audit, I don't know if they would find any reason to look at this audit as well. You know, it raises some questions about policies and procedures, and I know that lawmakers, I have one coming on my show later today to talk about his plans to require more licensing and require more background checks for DHS providers dealing with foster care children, which, you know, arguably seems like something that should have been done before. But advocates say that, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it takes a tragedy to really get the ball moving on these changes that they have been calling for. It's just unfortunate that it came at the price of a 16-year-old girl's life.
Yeah, is that Delegate Mike Griffith, his bill? Is that
here?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because he was a foster child himself, so it's very hits.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got, you know, his story is incredible because he was in foster care from the time he was 12 to 18. And I talked to him when the audit came out a couple of weeks ago, and he was saying that even from when he was in foster care, he knew some of these problems, and the group homes were problematic, and they would dangle group homes over their head like a punishment. And they don't really seem like they have changed all that much in the last however many years. And so he's the one sponsoring this legislation. So we're going to talk about his plan. And we finally have a chair of the Joint Audit and Evaluations Committee coming on the show, Senator Shelley Hettleman, to talk about the findings of the audit and what is she going to do to bring in DHS and really demand some answers about what is going on with this agency. So I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say finally after trying to get her on the show for a couple of weeks.
Have you spoken with or have you gotten any kind of response from Governor Moore regarding what's going on with Kanaya Ward, DHS, or ongoing issues at DJS? It seems to me his slogan is leave no one behind, but these children certainly are being left behind.
Yeah. So his office gave me a statement from his communications director a couple of weeks ago. I was out of town on assignment yesterday, but I saw that he spoke with another outlet about this specific case. He hasn't said anything to me about it. I haven't had the opportunity, and I just saw his public schedule come out saying he has no public events, so we won't have any opportunities to question him about it today in person. You know, he's had a lot of press conferences about the government shutdown, but there hasn't been any press conferences about this.
And you would think that there's an emerging troubling pattern here of state agencies that you've just pointed out prior to this, and since the DHS, they were placing some of these foster children in homes that were unvetted, where there were sexual predators, pedophiles, people on the sex offender registry, etc.
Exactly. With people on the sex offender registry, and that's something that Delegate Griffith wants to address with his legislation, too, because DHS argues that they don't have the legal authority to continue doing background checks on people at the home after they place children in these in homes. And Delegate Griffith argues that that's not true, but if they believe that that is the law, then he wants to spell it out as clearly as possible to not only give them the ability to do that, but require that so that everybody knows in the state who is living in the home where these foster care children are living, so that we don't have kids who are residing in the same homes as people who are on the sex offender registry, which, again, when you say it out loud, seems wild that you would even have to do that.
I had a teacher call me earlier this morning from Anne Arundel County saying that, you know, they're trained and they're taught that if any child comes up and even mentions anything with suicidal ideation, that they're not allowed to leave them alone. They have to stay with them at all times until they make sure that the proper authorities or help is rendered. And you would think that that would be across the board for most state agencies, but apparently not.
Yeah, I mean, it goes back to mandatory reporting, right? And there are certain professions that are mandatory reporters, and you have certain responsibilities that come with that. And teachers fall into that category, and I think that a lot of people in the state would have expected or thought that foster care employees and vendors working with kids who have come, I mean, if you're in foster care, then you obviously have had some sort of traumatic incident in your life in some capacity, and you would expect them to also be required to do the same type of thing, like you said, if there's any sort of suicide ideation, that there's some sort of standard protocol about how to handle that.
We'll be tuning in tonight at 5 on Fox 45. Mackenzie Frost going in-depth. Thanks, Mackenzie. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Our pleasure. Brought to you by Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air, where family, faith, and fair service come first. Now it's time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby, because like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, a dog named Eeyore flagged down a cop in Destin, Florida recently, led them straight to an 86-year-old woman who had fallen and needed help. She was awake and alert when the police got there. Here's the deputy talking about the help she got from a dog named Eeyore.
I was really worried at the start of the call just because it was nighttime and the area is somewhat wooded. But when he ran up to my car, I got really excited. I was like, oh, maybe, you know, he can lead me to her. I've seen movies where it happens, so I was hoping that maybe, you know, he could do that. I was glad to hear her voice so that I knew that she was alert and conscious, that she was okay. I was able to get her aid that way. Eeyore's the main hero here. He deserves lots of belly rubs. He deserves a steak dinner. That dog did everything.
Now you know, man and woman's best friend. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. If you're shopping for home appliances, you've got to check out Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road, Owings Mills. We're talking Whirlpool, JennAir, KitchenAid, Maytag, more than 70 top brands under one roof. The showroom's stunning. I walked in and my jaw dropped. And when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, you'll see they're super knowledgeable and make the whole process so easy. Open Monday through Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 1, and Sunday, 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com, but trust me, go see the showroom in person. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
Hi, I'm Linda, and my dad, Mark, has been helping thousands of families for over 32 years with Metropolitan Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning. He believes in fair prices and making it easier for families by helping them qualify for valuable manufacturer MBGE rebates. Dad has financing at zero interest for up to 2 years. Even more, he's offering a $79 furnace checkup plus $50 off your first service call. Call 443-837-4278 and let my dad turn any HVAC issue into an energy-efficient system for years ahead. Visit us at GoMetropolitan.com. Today.
Your projects, our experts. The Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show, October 17th through 19th at the Timonium Fairgrounds. 3 days only to meet face-to-face with more than 300 trusted local experts and discover great deals, new ideas, and practical advice. See Brian and Mika Kleinschmidt from HGTV's 100-Day Dream Home and tour the Tiny Living Square for inspirational small-space living. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Fall Home and Garden and Craft Show. Buy tickets online and save at mdfallhomeandgarden.com.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now the final update, Thermos Johnson.
The late backing coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel right to Bright Lane, and all of that is caused by the backup at the ramp to Key Highway and Macomb Street. I'm not sure if they're doing construction underneath the bridge. We never did have a report of an accident or an issue through there, but it's backed up and in turn keeping the right side of 95 South very slow coming out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. In the meantime, the Sky Ramp, that backup has cleared itself now, so you're good coming into downtown on 395. Left over slow in a couple of areas yet on the Beltway, but at least all the lanes are moving. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 Weather Authority says chilly start, sunny today, and the 65, the expected high, down in the lower 40s tonight. The look I just got from Kim. Right now, it's 53 and sunny in Glen Burnie and 51 in Parkville. Scott says, you know, in Maryland, you have to show a photo ID to register as a candidate, but apparently not to register to vote.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting how, you know, meanwhile, none of what they say has any logic to it.
But then, you know, even if you have reporters or anybody that's standing nearby, why doesn't anyone call him out on any of these things? I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's almost like they're afraid. I mean, Mackenzie's a bulldog. She'll ask him anything.
Oh, yeah, she will.
And there are a few others, but most of them are just there to get the sound.
Yeah.
You know, most of them don't even ask questions.
Maybe they're just afraid that he will no longer speak to them and they won't get the story. But at the same time, it's kind of like these blatant lies are just, it's over the top. Well, anyways, we're going to talk about a lot of local stories today. Obviously, Mayor Brandon Scott, he did actually respond to the fact that there were more overdoses in the Penn North corridor yesterday. I got the alert on my phone. I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. The same exact spot.
Yeah.
Well, he said that even though many people have already said it's a testing site, people gather there to try drugs for the first time. They don't know what they're cut with, and they can end up ODing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he said in an interview this morning that he believes that the drugs could have come from other areas. And that people might have just, you know, ended up meeting up in this Penn North Corridor area because there is all this transportation. He has this whole story, Sean, basically saying that, you know, he doesn't believe the drugs are from West Baltimore.
Maybe if he takes his bulletproof Jeep Wagoneer over to Penn North and just parks it there, it might be a deterrent.
I noticed he didn't pull up there yesterday. It was a press release that came out about the overdoses. Well, anyway, so we're going to talk about that. Obviously, more on the 60-year-old young lady, Kanaya, who was found dead in the Baltimore City Hotel. Her family is speaking up. They did find a suicide note.
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that before the show yesterday, so we're going to talk about that factor today. And there were a lot of people asking good questions. Even Marty called the show yesterday and said, okay, if they knew all of this, why was she there? Why wasn't she at a health facility? Why did they put her in the hotel room?
Right. And now I'm beginning to wonder who's getting these, you know, is there a contract with a certain hotel group or something?
What's the background checks look like?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a nightmare. And of course, we only know this really because of the audit.
Right.
I mean, you know, had she even found that hotel room and we didn't know about these kids being kept there, I wonder if we would have known that there was a connection.
Well, it's getting attention now. And the question, will it get Attorney General Anthony Brown's attention?
I hope so.
If he could just take his eyes off Donald Trump for just, you know, a couple of minutes.
Yeah, no, that would be great. And then also at 11 o'clock, we'll be joined by Yusefi. She is a candidate in Harford County running in 34D. So
all right, very
she's
good.
She's taking on an incumbent, Susan McComas.
Okay.
In Harford County.
Wow.
So we'll talk to her at 11.
All right, very good.
That's
Kim Klasick Live coming up next. So if your daughter's a Swiftie or if you're a Swiftie, moms, you should pay attention because the latest album, The Life of a Showgirl, 8 out of the 10 tracks have explicit lyric warnings. One of them, it is called Wood. And you, if there are young ears in the audience, you may want to be forewarned.
Listen to this story.
Forgive me, it sounds cocky. He amatized me and opened my eyes. Redwood tree, it ain't hard to see. His love was the key that opened my thighs.
Wow. Okay, so real quick, Sean. My 9-year-old will not be seeing this.
Father figure. I'll be your father figure. I drink that brown liquor. I can make deals with the devil because my blank's bigger.
Oh, wow.
And that's just a sample.
Yeah.
8 out of the 12 tracks carry explicit warnings. This, look, whether you're a Swift fan or not, her prior stuff was inoffensive.
Right.
I'm not saying whether it was good or bad. It was inoffensive.
Right.
This is offensive to so many moms, Christian moms, and people of values that you should be forewarned before your children or grandchildren listen to it.
Well, I'm glad you told us because I had no idea. Yeah. And of course, you know, Olivia loves Taylor Swift. So
she does.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Okay. So now we'll
sorry to rain on your parade.
Yeah. It's okay. I don't love Taylor Swift. You know, I just kind of put up with it. Cause
right. Yeah, you're a country music girl.
Yes.
You love Zach Bryan instead.
No. Thanks, John.
All right, Kim. Coming up next, Kim Klasick Live. You want to stay tuned. Kim always has a great show planned for you. All right, we're back tomorrow morning, bright and early at 6 a.m. here on CBM. Thanks for your calls, your comments, your emails, your text here on the program, Casey and Company. Until tomorrow, God bless our troops and God bless America. See you tomorrow.
This is the right choice for Maryland.